Blog Talk Radio. What's up, everybody? Welcome back. Another Tuesday night. Alrighty, let's see on here. Somebody press the one button, make sure I'm not talking to myself and my earpiece isn't working. Please. Oh, here we go. 504-9736.
Man, what's up, Jamie? How's Wes?
What's happening, Wes?
I'm just checking in.
Alright, good deal, thank you. Appreciate it, and I think 409-9582, that's Mr. Glenn.
Yes, sir. What's up, Jamie? Just letting you know you're not talking to yourself.
Oh, good deal. All right, appreciate that. Awesome. Oh, man. Well, we ain't got much on the schedule this week. No racing. Next week, we got a little racing for Dime Barnes. You got Big Jake's race. And then after that, September 17th, Pat Callan's giving a race at Atmore. Then on the 24th of September, you got the shootout on the coast, which is at Gulfport, and then they have the back of the track, no prep. No problem that night. So, yep, that's it. So, who plan on running Big Jake's like 2 weeks? A couple of them was talking about going. Anybody went to Travis Ray, get on here and give us a report, man. I didn't see any last year. I was trying to find some. I didn't see anything. So, I went down. Hot, you all here? Did y'all go up there? Let me see if you're on there. Yeah, he on there. He'll probably respond in a little bit. Think he's, yeah, I saw him. Okay, he on there.
Is that right?
Yeah. No, man. I'm close, man. I'm right there. Now, Pro Charge, it just take a lot more stuff, man. A lot more work to put on.
Yeah.
So, pain in the ass. Yep. That's almost there, though. Hopefully, I want to have it for Don Barnes race, but it'll be close. I got a couple things I gotta move around to make it work, and that's it. But should be pretty good, man. We'll see. I don't know if y'all price spark plugs lately. Shit, spark plugs went high. Three something a piece. So,
yeah.
Thing is high, man. It's just getting crazy. We'll see. What are we going to do? We're going to do it anyway. So. Yeah.
You got your little four-legged sidekick tonight?
Yeah, she over here. Peter Baldwin. She'll be cutting up in a little bit, laying on her back. She'll lay flat on her back, legs wide open. Yep. Looks like that. She'll be wound up in a little bit, Mr. Glenn. Be balky. Look at that. Those guys. You spall, man. Her mother got a spall.
We're supposed to have a little action in Houston this Sunday if it don't rain.
What? Oh, that,
that's Labor Day race, Ellicott year.
Oh, that's right, yeah. Doobie always tell us about that in the, what is it, Memorial Day? They got one in the Labor Day, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, Doobie always tell us we got to make that. Was on like 45 or something like that, Mr. Glenn, off of 45?
It's off of Beltway 8.
Oh, Beltway 8, okay.
Beltway 8 North, yeah.
Well, what made me think 45? Yeah. Well, y'all been getting a lot of weather?
Bunch of rain.
A lot of rain? Yeah, no good.
Yeah.
Well,
it's about every day for a week now.
Go lay down. Okay. But
we're not complaining, like, but we fired up at first.
Yeah, I know a buddy of ours went to school was in Texas. It rained. Like when it first started a while back, he said he went jogging in the rain. He said, dude, what he said,
hey,
you don't
yeah.
understand. We hadn't had rain a long time. He said, I was just so happy to get rain. I wanted to feel it. We was in a serious drought.
Oh, yeah.
He said, oh, no.
I'm not complaining. I just got to cut grass twice a week, but that's okay.
Yeah, well, that's what I guess, man. I cut mine Saturday. The sucker is sprouting up again. Pain in the butt. Hang on, let me catch this mic. You just unk your mic open.
All right, I'm going on mute.
All right. Yep. Well, that's about it. I know they're supposed to have that little bracket race had no problem, but they canceled because of the weather, too, this past weekend. That's about it, man. I mean, the weather's kind of messing everything up, you know. Like Wednesday night, they used to have Gulfport. They ain't going to have it again. I mean, all this weather. Yeah, I don't think they did Byron tonight either. But they might have still been doing the upgrades.
They're getting them flooding over there in Mississippi, aren't they?
Mm-hmm, yeah, Byron is right south of Jackson, like right at the bottom.
Ooh.
Yep. Yes, sir. That's about it. 2 minutes. Quiet tonight, man. Real quiet. Quiet as can be. Ain't much going on. Yeah, that old guy Lookout, they say doing a little better, huh?
Yeah, they say, I think they had talked to his brother or something the other day. Mm-hmm. Say his swelling and went down, some of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's been a pretty bad accident.
What, he was on a bike or something? What happened? I saw a bike accident.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I think they said he was on a bike. You say y'all gonna try to make big Jake race?
Not us. I know some other people was talking about going up there. I think Cradell was talking about he going. Jimmy and them.
Oh.
And mentioned something. Oh, I know Riddell used to make that trip. 225-4571, who we got?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? This is Jimmy. Just checking in.
What's that? Y'all going to Big Jake or so?
Nah, we had planned on to, but you know, with the passing of Earl's son, you know, it probably had services next weekend. Yeah, so
we're going to have
around the house for that. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Yep. So hate to miss it, but you know. It's more important to catch that.
Right. So, y'all went up to Travis race this past weekend?
I didn't go. Hot went up there. Hot went up there to Travis. I think they got a little rain. They got a little rain, too.
Okay. That's what happened. Got rain down.
Yeah. Yeah. He should get on here a little bit later. But no, I didn't make the trip. I wanted to, just couldn't. So I had to turn around and go back to work the next day. That's like 8 hours from here.
Shit.
But I think they're doing something in Kelowna this weekend if the weather holds up. Saturday. Down there, the street racing.
What'd you say, Gemini?
They're doing a little something in Kelowna this weekend, Saturday.
Oh, yeah, this weekend. Yeah, so they was relaxing, but the ball was open. They bring no call. Come drink.
Yeah. Once again, depending on the weather, you know.
Yeah.
Still got a chance of rain this weekend, too. But other than that, I mean, they probably still go down there, even though it does rain. That's something to do.
They're doing it Saturday, you said, or Sunday?
Saturday. Nice. Saturday. I think he said around 3 o'clock, 2, 3 o'clock, something like that.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
He'll probably be on here later tonight. Let me see. Yeah, Saturday showing rain, man.
Mm-hmm.
All day. It's horrible, man. It's running all into next week.
Shit. I'm glad to see rain. I'm glad not to see nothing else. Shit.
Yeah. Well, this is the time. This is the week that we had them. Right at the end of the month. You know?
Yep. Hurricane Ida was on our back right about now.
Mm-hmm. Peter, they come with us. His house flooded for Katrina, Isaac, and Ida. You know, now end of August.
Yeah.
Three times. He said he get through August 29th. He said he good. He take a sigh of relief. You know, that's waiting for me to get the people to get raised, you know. Should it?
Yeah. Still a lot of people, man. Still a lot of people suffering. Yeah, it's crazy.
Oh, yeah, they still got people. Man, I don't know what that. A lot of people in your house and Eric's house. I still see people with walls that are just open in their houses.
Yeah.
You can see through the window.
Yeah, that's.
They didn't have.
Yeah, it's a bunch of them. Yeah, it's a bunch of them back here still open. It's a bunch of them for sale, too. I know, shit, my little sister just really started on her house probably what, 3 months ago dealing with insurance. So, but that's the main problem about dealing with insurance.
Yep. Give me that false hope, man. Give me that false hope. Yeah. Man, you got coverage.
Shit.
Yeah. You start claiming, you know.
It's always something.
Mm-hmm. Cover, but you ain't get the people's paying, you know, 20 and 30 years on a policy. Oh, you got insurance, baby. You got insurance. We cover. Well, you didn't have flood insurance. I thought you said, well, no, you got content, but you flooded. You didn't have that insurance. Any loophole they could get out of, screw them people out of their money.
Yep. It's still bad down there in that tangible hole down there? Not tangible hole.
What?
Down there, the home area.
Oh, yeah?
Homer and now Ronald Thibodeau and down there, it's still bad down there.
What, with building?
It's like, yeah.
I didn't know.
Yep.
All right. Damn.
No, shit. I'm just blessed to be able to lay down in my bed.
That's it, man. Yeah. Really? The water come up in here. Like I say, I seen it. I got nervous a little bit, which I'm pretty high. I'm hot, but when I seen it come up, I was like, God, man, that's hot. I've been high already. The sun ain't even setting. You even saw me. And I got my girlfriend and the girl. And like, oh, you ain't gonna be good. You ain't got nothing to worry about. That house start humping. That wind start rolling. I'm watching the rain on the tin roof go up and backwards and come on the other side. Ooh, that wind humping, boy. That water steady coming. He's out there 1:30 at night and said, oh, Lord have mercy. We're on an island out here. I said, oh, Lord. Crap. I said, oh, shit. Car ain't getting no water. It was close, boy. They're right on that edge. Not my Yukon, but I got that little Jeep Renegade and a Jeep Cherokee. Right at the edge, man. Right there, about another 2-3 more inches. Probably got no water in them. Yep. Funny feeling.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Yep.
That's it, man. I don't know. I guess everybody getting ready for your Jeremy race, Jeremy and Scooby, end of September.
Scooby, yeah.
Yep. I hope you're going. You got, let's say, racing for Don Barnes on the 10th, which is next week. So.
Yeah, I'm going to try to make that one, the Scooby and German Black race.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, we'll be there. So, I should have some pressure by then. I'm shooting for it. Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. Good time, buddy. Ah, the car coming.
You want to talk to me?
Yeah.
Oh, it's coming along.
What?
Coming along. It ain't going to be too much longer.
Oh, shit. Time to start tapping, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, we going to get there. We're going to get there. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
No, it was a process. Waiting on parts. Plus everything else that came about. So.
Mm-hmm.
Long. Shit, now I got to take my fucking truck. Now.
What?
So now I got to fix my damn truck. Fucking woman back there.
Oh, I see that little dent. Huh?
There's two of them. It's two of them.
What you mean? Two what?
Two dents. Backed into it.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, that. Oh, they backed into it twice? Drunk.
Yeah. Yep.
Damn, where was that? Y'all was in the parking lot or something?
Yeah. Yep. Ain't one thing is another.
Damn.
If it ain't one thing is another, but it's coming along. Yeah. I get it together.
Mm-hmm. Ain't nothing to me. Full minor setback, eh?
Yeah.
That's all. Much to it, man. Shit.
Yep. Might get you to come through next weekend and put them locks in for me.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah, that'd be good. Yeah, if I swing through.
Yeah, I ain't going.
Yeah, I'll come lock some shit up and pop it up.
Yeah, I have some cold bush beer for you.
I don't drink no bush. I don't drink the old green bottle though. Hey Clyde, man, he's ain't gonna have us some bush beer. Clyde on here, where Clyde at? I know you're listening.
Really? Clyde drink bush.
Hey Clyde, he is right here. Clyde, he gonna have us some bush beer.
I don't know who's going to drink it.
That was Jamie drink. He told me drink bush beer.
Jimmy get that bush beer in us, and he needs some more furniture around there. Get the hacking up. He definitely will be invited back.
Yeah.
He go to acting up. I got a big enough grill for him over here.
Oh, shit.
They don't put a missing person report out for us.
Yeah.
I don't like that Milwaukee Bees.
Yeah, Milwaukee Bees, boy. Look, when I was in college here, fill the refrigerator up with that. Yeah, I mean, we could get us a case. You know, at home, I was at LSU, man. I had two refrigerators. My roommate had a little one. I had a big one. Although I had the little one, he had the big one. We fill up the big one with beer, put the little stuff we have in mind. We had a little bit of all our little knick-knack stuff. Just coming over the bottom door, full of beer. Yep. Milwaukee beef. So I mean, like, man, that's the case is cheap, man.
Yeah, that's the one to lay you on your back. You'll miss a couple of days. Mm-hmm. You drink about a 12-pack of them.
Yeah. Anybody, there's a lot of missing school class here and there. Yep.
Don't worry about it. Must be hibernating tonight, huh?
Yeah, everybody quiet, man. I got 20 callers tonight. I guess the weather getting people scared to get on the phone. Like them old people. Don't get on that phone. That lightning will come through that phone line and get you. You couldn't take a bath. Couldn't get on the phone. Turn the TV off. Lightning strike didn't kill him. Come in the house. Oh, man. Yeah, that's about it, man. The early night to keep this up. Mr. Glenn, you didn't jinx me. Little four-legged friend and started now.
I hear that.
She got a toy and bring a toy. I got to play tug of war with her now. I'm on the phone.
Uh-oh.
She'll start cutting up, man. Oh, man. Yeah. She had this much energy. Shit. I'll build two race cars. I'm going to build a Fordham. Yeah. Night want to get up and do stuff. Guess he sleep all day. I guess that's why.
Oh.
Yep. Oh, man. Well, go play guitar. Go ahead. Yep, man. Quiet as shit in here, man. Ain't nobody else want to talk about anything?
So, you know, they rescheduled the Louisiana versus Mississippi, too, October 1st.
Yeah. For me, right? I knew that. And October 1st. Oh, I know we can make that one. Much as I've been talking to Tamika, I got to make that race. And I see they did another one November 19th. And,
Atmore, yeah. Mm-hmm. Louisiana, Mississippi versus Alabama and Georgia, something like that.
Oh, that's yeah. Okay. All right. I didn't know if it was also it's Louisiana and Mississippi versus those people. Okay, all right.
Yeah.
I just read quick. Shit.
That ought to be good too. Try to make that too. I always say the same.
Oh, yeah, that'll be a good one, yeah.
So that's right before Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. That'll be good, man. That more been phenomenal. That more was a good one for me. It's always a good track, so.
It looks like it's been working pretty good lately.
Yeah, it was back like the old days. Remember back in the day, that more was on point, and then it kind of drifted a little bit. And then, I think between Pat and Jason and Scooby, I'm riding them, I guess, making sure, you know, hey, we got some people coming on some little bitty tires we need. Y'all got to, you know, get on the game plan here.
There's something else going on this weekend.
Is it something booming them at finish line?
No, that's that streetcar takeover up in Dallas, around Dallas.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, I don't
Texas,
know.
Texas Metro, yeah. Metroplex and Enos.
Oh.
Up in Enos. Yeah.
Oh, it's kind of like the streetcar revolution thing they had down here?
Yeah, something similar to that, yeah.
You ain't been having us in that Twin City?
No, usually I seen posts here posting in a thing, but
it might be quiet up there.
They got a dunk race or something coming up in Twin City. Or did they have it already?
Go ahead. It is, here it is right here. Dunk, car show, bike show.
September 3rd.
Yeah, that's this weekend. Yep.
Yep.
This weekend. Mm-hmm. What? Cold. Oh. Yep, that's them Labor Day weekend. Then they got a bracket Saturday. That's October. No, September 10th and October 1st. You do a bracket race. Yep. Mm-mm. House of Hook, Twin City, Monroe, Louisiana. That's not a... How far that ain't that bad for us then? Monroe? Monroe ain't there with 4 hours? Should be? If that... Let's see where the track is at. Let's see. My address. Here it is right here. Let's see what they say. Get that. Shouldn't be that bad. Oh. Brandon's right there.
Directions.
Yeah, 4 hours from us. That's what they're showing here. Let me get bad. Okay. Oh, cool. Go to matches. Damn. That's not one way. Mm-hmm. Yep. All right. Ain't that bad. A little longer than that, more. Remember, I was going to hit the one up. And there still ain't nobody, still just the same other callers. Yeah, man. Yep. Cruise in the coast in October. That's coming up. Oh, you got King of the Coast. That's in August. No, September, yeah, that's this weekend at Gulfport. At the King of the Coast for Labor Day weekend. All right. No. Yep.
What's up, Jamie? That's the Quinn, man.
You ready to lock in this weekend?
Huh?
You ready to lock in this weekend on Kelowna? Hello?
Yeah, you hear me?
Hello? Yeah, I can hear you.
I said, yeah, why not? All right.
Rain or shine, don't matter if it rain or not. I'm sending mine in the rain, too. I got traction control, so I'm good.
So, I ain't sending nothing in the rain.
Oh, man. Come on, man. Come on, man.
Hopefully it don't rain. Another damn pork. Nah. That pork probably saturated, man.
The bar be dry, honey. There ain't no holes in the roof, huh?
Oh, yeah, the ball good.
Yeah, that's all I need to know.
I see the park.
I know the park where we got for Eric for his little benefit.
Yeah, that sucker might be saturated, man. That was Eric.
I don't remember how it looked if it was drained, if it had good drainage on it. But all this rain, that ground probably just, like you say, saturated. Like, stop it. Yeah.
No, it had been raining.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, it ran the last time, the Quinn, for Eric. It rained the last time, remember?
Yeah. Well, I think we left when it started sprinkling. That's what Michael Dillon, we bought Michael Dillon his shirt. Number one fan shirt.
Yep.
The quiz fell off.
Probably down in the wood down there. But yeah, it did rain the last time for Eric.
The mic open.
Let's just check it in.
Mm-hmm. Play with your toys, goddammit. You got toys all over the place. Go ahead. Crazy, man.
Hey, hi. They were asking what happened on Steel this weekend.
Yeah, Wednesday, Steel. This weekend.
Oh, it was all right. I mean, they had a decent little crowd. It wasn't packed or nothing, but the track was pretty good until that rain started. I mean, shit. I got one of my best. Well, I only got a chance to make one shake. It was letting me go in between those classes. They had the classes set up too, but they were trying to get them through because it wasn't showing any rain. And when I went up to do my hit, as soon as I launched, I thought I lost the hose on the truck.
Damn.
It just hit the windshield. I said, oh, God damn.
Holy
and it did that. It shut it down for a second, but I didn't lose the hose. It was fucking rain started as soon as it left on the train. But, got back. They waited till the track dried up. They started the classes again. And then right after they finished, like semis or something like that, I think. It came on back in. The rain came back in.
Oh,
and it went bad from there. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, what to get. The sun probably had to set by then, huh?
Huh?
The sun had to set. Huh?
Oh, yeah. It was this shit.
So you ain't got no heat putting on there to help dry that. Dry it, you know?
Yeah, them boys used to race all night out there, depending on the kind of crowd they have. If they used to have that crowd there, them boys race all night long until it's done. But I tried my we usually use about 13 pounds, that no problem. So that was the first hit we tried at 13. Shit.
She run over the top time.
It crushed them some bitches to the rim, trying to get out of the big problem.
Yeah.
It crossed it to the rim, then I was on the slick.
Yeah.
Crossed it to the rim when they came back up. Yeah, we were supposed to pump them up, but when we got
there, getting them pro brackets. I thought you was going to get pro brackets before you went up there.
I was trying to get them. They didn't have them. I went to call them.
Oh, shit.
I went there first. I went there next morning. Well, like I said, they told me the truck was coming. They was going to have them the next day. Went back up there.
Uh-huh.
They didn't come on the truck. They had some 29 slicks came. Kept my stiff walls on there. I figured if we'd have found the right pressure, it'd have went. But
Had
a chance to go back up. But it's a decent track. I mean, they got some room down there too, and it's decent. It's a real decent track. But that goddamn ride, man. I think we left here at 7 that morning. We drove there, got to the track, did whatever we were going to do to the track, left there, and got back home at 9 the next morning. Didn't go to sleep.
I wanted to take
a nap on the side of the road, sat there, but I couldn't get comfortable.
Damn.
Very bad.
Bitch, isn't that that's like one of them turnarounds we did at Montgomery, man. We used to go to Edmund Hall race. Daniel, you're my...
It wouldn't have been so bad, but I rode by myself.
Travis
had a family.
Oh, yeah. They had a Holly Springs and Edmund Hall was the same way. We ride all the way up there, race all night, and leave. We come back home. The Holly Springs, we pull in the rest area. Looked at that guard, gave him thumbs up.
I ain't never listened to so much 80s and 70s R&B and hip hop in my life.
I had to go to training up in St. Louis. I went to training all day and came, drove back home. Man, windows down. And the worst part was coming through right where you go to Holly Springs by Senatobia and all that. That little stretch right there. Yeah. Oh, there ain't nothing up through there, Mississippi. Yeah. Up in that area.
I tell you what, dog.
I'm like, oh, man.
When we went initially, Travis had to stop somewhere, so I followed him on through. We went through Alabama, went through Mobile and Atmore and all that. We went up 65 and all that.
Yeah.
We went the longer way. But I said, all right, we're going to take the shorter way back. Man, we came down 59. Man, I would never ride goddamn 59 ever in life again to get to that track. I'll tell you that.
Nothing there.
Talking about no lights and the concrete. It looked like he's packing the concrete, one high, one low. Man, well, you couldn't fall asleep, I tell you that much, but you sure get seasick.
Put you to sleep?
Man. No, it wouldn't put you to sleep. It fucked your back up.
Yeah.
If it ain't.
Oh, it's bumping?
Man, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Because, you know, that 59 is mostly concrete. It's high, low, high, low. You know, sections different. That shit was boom, boom, boom.
Like
boom,
that car door when you hear something in the morning, that mother be bouncing.
Yeah.
While I was at that Civic when I worked over that Mobile One, man, I come with that mother look like I was riding a jet ski. Bouncing up and down.
But it's a decent track. I mean, they had a little turn. It wasn't no major turnout, but it
the rain probably
good.
Scared people, man. You know?
Yeah, I think Malcolm saw somebody else had a race, too, and I think the rain rained them out, too, up in Alabama somewhere, all around Georgia, close on Georgia. Mm-hmm. We was damn near to Georgia and that steel.
Mm-hmm. Well, you got the Holiday Beach race ought to be coming up. Do they have that anymore?
I think they were having that weekend. If I'm not mistaken, I think it was supposed to be that same this weekend just there.
Okay. I know it's usually around the middle of the year. Father Dillon and them used to go up there a lot.
Yeah. We went up there a few times, me, Mo, Travis, Mike and them. We all went up there.
Yep. Shit.
Well, how long was the ride? How long was it? 5 hours?
No, that first going out 65 and all that, it took right at 7, almost 8. Coming back down 59, it takes 6. But that's the longest 6 hours of your goddamn life. We had went 85. We went 65 on the way there, and we coming back, we was already tired. Man, oh, man, can't do it. The two lanes started turning into four lanes. They're all not good.
Oh, yeah, bro. Listen, we did that in Holly Springs, bro. I had to pull in. So, James, I had enough. We said, look, we're going to take us a little two-hour nap. Shit. 4 hours later, we woke up. And I felt like 5 minutes.
Great part about it, being in the truck by myself, I'm sitting there. I'm trying to hit my surroundings. I'm on the side of the road, trying to keep the pistol on my lap, cover my face, trying to make sure my lap can't lock everything. You do be no sleep like that, man. That's why people go crazy at walk, man. You don't get the sleep. You worry about like walking up on that truck or something, or walking up on your section you in or something. Man, ain't no way, man. You go crazy. You worry about somebody getting caught. Yeah. You know, times are hard right now. People doing strange shit. They walk up on you and try anything.
Yeah, you know.
But other than that, man, it was pretty nice. We will be going back for sure. We're going to go back. But I tell you what, we're going to rent a hotel room. We're going to sleep, everything. Shit on that.
Man. Yeah.
I know I can't wait to get off pressure so I can lock RC Jado ass in. I ain't talking about Mojeezy, I'm talking about RC Jado.
You gonna run him in a boat?
We might have that arranged.
Oh man.
I can't wait. That's all I gotta say is I can't wait. Get some shit popping off around here with this shortly.
Oh, man. You and Cheese ought to be coming together around the same time. Y'all one and one.
Yeah, right? We'll get some popped off.
For what? For my lighter. Shit.
Hey, somebody got your lighter. What? I'm talking to you. Mute your mic.
Oh, that's me. Hold on.
That ain't me.
Jimmy. No, I didn't see it was you, Dan. Oh, Jimmy, I couldn't make the voice out.
Yeah.
Hey, when we take a wind split out?
I'm going probably Wednesday to make a test hit.
Shit, it's going to be raining. It's going to be a flood.
I got tax control. I'm going to go just...
Hey, anybody found a fuel tech system or a Holley Dominator? Let me know, inbox me. Hey, Jamie, how many people on the show?
Let me see. I just got this on my little Chromebook. 28 callers. Can't barely see that little right.
God damn, they quiet, bro. What the hell?
Always quiet, man.
Get Riedel on here or something to talk some shit to somebody.
Surprised Riedel ain't on here. You killing them. Last week was dead. Well, week before, yeah. Well, last week and the week before that, it was dead. We had much, man. Kind of laid back. You know. People quiet, man. I don't know. Well, I guess people know what about racism, you know?
Everybody's scared, and the rest of them glad to
see. Hey, there you go. You might be right, DeQuinn. Shit.
Hey, I seen they had a big discussion on about the track prep with the guy that was prepping the track. Did they ever come to a conclusion or what happened? Or
what?
People were complaining and or no
on
problems
what?
To somebody. Oh, no problem. There's no post at the race. Benoit was asking about it just didn't look the same or something. I don't know. And they were discussing.
Oh, I didn't. Well, that was it.
I forgot what post it was on. But the guy from the track came on there and said that he was putting, I think he said he was dumping PJ1 directly on the track. So it wasn't cut. They kept saying it was cut. But he said it was.
Oh, they use PJ1?
I think he said it was PJ1, yeah.
Wow. All right.
I could be wrong. It could be, yeah, it is PJ1.
That's sad. Right. Just a little while we'll talk. tough some calls, making some nice passes down that motherfucker.
I think it was gonna be. It was coming around. It was gonna be. Yeah, it was close. Pretty good. It was close. It was right there. It was right there. If
they'd
have had some more big cars go down, you know, it
would have
tightened up a little more.
Yeah, you had more cars. The more cars you'd have got, if they'd have got a bunch of cars to go down, make some passes, it'd have been all right.
That track is usually the best between 7 and 10 o'clock. That's when you want to be a grudge race.
Daniel. Yeah.
Especially by
we ran that motherfucker at 3 o'clock in the morning. We ran that clock after the house of hustle, 3 o'clock in the morning. We made
remember
the pass.
That?
We made
yeah,
a bunch of
that.
Passes. So, you can.
I miss them days, bro.
Mm-hmm.
That's when it was fun.
There's a lot of events now. Before it wasn't that many events. Now, I mean, they got an event almost every week, you know. So before it was people look forward, you know, for a month out or two, month and a half out to go to a race. Now you got so many races. If you can't make it, I'll make the next one. I'll go to this one over here. So it's kind of good because you're not push to make every, you know, those races, but you just, it ain't, not everybody gonna make all of them.
Right.
But, yeah. Well, I wanted to see what Mobile Dragway had coming up. Because they ain't that far either. Yeah, they had Mobile Dragway. Let's see. I think I need them scheduled. I know they got that new prep event.
Man, fuck them long ones. I don't think I'm going no fucking that more.
Shit. What'd you say?
I said, I'm fuck them long ones. I think that's the furthest I'm going.
Man, Mobile an hour and 40 minutes from our house. A Mobile closer than that, more.
Yeah, I know. No, I'm just saying.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh, yeah.
Long.
Okay. All right, all right. Yeah, that's killer, dude. That's
a ride last year. The Travis race, man. That shit was a miserable ride, man.
Yeah, that one in. That's only three and something. Right at 3 or 4 hours. Go to Emma Hall race and go to Holly Springs.
Hey, Jimmy, how motherfuckers complain about how long the ride is and they sleep the whole fucking ride?
You slept. Huh?
There's a variety, boy.
That motherfucker ain't worth 2 cents Japanese money. Put him behind the wheel for about an hour and 2 minutes. This motherfucker about to kill him. Oh, man, you got to get out of this.
So he pull that, I'm sleepy on you. So you switch up driving,
oh,
huh?
Oh, he ain't pull that shit. It'd have been pulling us out of the fucking woods.
Man, I got sleep apnea. Sleep apnea, whatever the fuck
you call it. Sleep apnea, you can't sleep, so you shouldn't be able to go to sleep.
Jamie. He lying. See, he lying. That motherfucker just need to go to sleep at night. He stay up all fucking night.
He must have that EFF on there, huh?
Yeah. Oh. Wee man, had the EFF. That was Daniel looking for. Didn't Daniel just ask for that EFF?
Yeah, Daniel asked for the EFF system. That one was an EFF system. I'm going to leave that alone.
Y'all know I was trying to be messy when I said that, but that was some crazy shit.
Yeah, I'm leaving that alone. I'm leaving that up. I ain't even...
Daniel, how you looking with the Pro Monster?
I'm
they
looking
at
out of 28. I'm coming out on. All I'm saying, 28 small block. I don't want to hear no bullshit about what the car is, what the car weigh. You know, all this stock suspension bullshit, whatever. We're coming race. If you're on race, it is what it is. Just decline. As Jamie would say, bow down. I mean, we can get into the fact, we can really get into the fact of chassis cars and these some of these cars that say they stock suspension cars, double frame rail all the way up to the front. I mean, just, I mean, so, I mean, we basically have these cars. I'm going to say it, 90% of these cars ain't really no stock suspension. We know that. We just call it that because it fit the rule, you know. But let's just be real about it. Half these stock suspension cars out here weigh 2,200 pounds with the driver. We're just trying to get the 2,100. That's all we're trying to do.
Come on. My car's still stock suspension. What you talking about, man?
Oh, Jimmy, your car? Oh, I hear you, dog.
Yeah, my car stock suspension.
I said 80%. 80%.
I heard you loud, too. Hey, my car still got to start full plans in.
You sure they ain't carbon? They just look stock up here?
Except, bro, I ain't got money like you.
Shit. I got what they call sheet metal, dog. Sheet metal.
Mm-hmm. Nope. Still got to start floors in my car, man.
When you coming out, man?
Well, you just said you not all steel, all glass. We know that. Them floors, sheet metal.
Yep.
But let me write that down. Okay, sheet metal floors.
I'll be out soon.
You're trying to lock Boom in for that October race. Must be.
Wait, hold on, Jimmy. Is your shocks in the stock location on that rear end of that beautiful ass car you got over there?
They're in the stock location.
Stock location, because you know I used to have one of them cars.
Mm-hmm.
Let me put that in my book.
Hey, everything's still in stock location.
Let me put that in my book and let me go back and research all the pictures you done put on Facebook.
He said it was in the vicinity. It was in the vicinity.
Yeah.
Of the stock location.
Nah, they moved.
Stock
they
appearance.
Moved.
The stock appearance.
Yeah.
Hey, man, they ain't
in stock location, but at the front end of the car, everything is still in stock location.
Yeah. You know what kind of class would be fun, y'all? I think would be fun if like all of us teams got the same kind of car, the same motor with the same kind of the same horsepower, you know, but within, you know, 50 to 100 and see what can make it go the fastest and win. You know what I mean?
Man, go dirt track racing. Class racing.
Yeah, dirt track racing. Let's just go out there to fight.
talking about fucking
grudge racing. They get to fighting on that motherfucker.
Shit, they be rolling out there, boy.
They talk about we don't know how to act. They don't know how to act out there when dude act up on the car. They be acting up.
They're fighting now. They're cut up.
Shit, I seen them fight at all at No Problem. What that was? Nitro's on the Bayou or some shit like that? Man, them cats was out there fighting. I think there was Nitro's on the Bayou a few years ago. Shit. Yeah. I don't know what they were fighting, but they sure were fighting.
It was.
What?
Buggling up, huh?
We just don't. Hey, it's just not exposed as much as it's grudge racing. Let's just say that. Let's be real with it.
They're pushing under the
rug. The same shit happened at those races. The same shit happened at grudge racing. It's just what we do. It's just more exposed. That's all.
Well, they take it in. Lift that cone and that rug up. Push that dirt on there and cover it back up.
You know. You know, it's just the fact of the matter right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, shit. Oh, shit. Well, I trying to sneak off, get ready for them boys on the first, huh?
I'm trying to get together, man. I got to get it together. The boys and boys been testing the tuning. They've been going to steel. They've been going here. They've been going there.
Yeah, we're
going to be on a level playing field when we get on Friday. I'm going to guarantee you that.
That's it. Hell yeah.
I want to swing for the fence at last race. What's it, man?
How about, I need some shocks for the, like some S10 shocks for the front. Can you point me in the right direction? I know you know what I need.
No, hey, I'm stock suspension in the front.
Me too. I'm stock suspension too. I need that little short shock like y'all got, you know?
Damn, you full of shit.
Yeah, you full of shit. You want that. You got that fucking extra knuckle on the top. That motherfucker got an upside down rear shock on the front of that motherfucker.
No.
But energy fucking up people over here, boy. We've been out of power for 3 hours.
How long?
I thought about the light bill, bro. The light bill is ridiculous, dog.
Well, that's
no. I'm talking about got us in a blackout over this motherfucker, man. 3 hours, Brian. It's fucking raining like crazy.
Hey, you just brought that new
y'all white and y'all within y'all right there by the power plant, don't y'all?
Right there by Waterford.
Yeah, y'all right there by the new. Y'all should never lose power. Y'all should always. There ain't no way that side of the lake, that side of that river should ever lose power. You within throwing stone. Y'all run extension cord to the power plant.
Man, them motherfuckers put some games over here, man.
Ain't y'all about to vote for somebody? Ain't something coming up like a councilman meeting or something?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Motherfucker pull that old school, went over there and threw a hubcap in the over there on the transformer. But you just, hey, you just went pick that thing up. They quit. You just went pick that thing up. Why you ain't fired off?
I left it at home with my grandfather.
Boy, you need your ass.
And I got one in the backyard with no gas in. I drained after the storm. I drained after all the power came out. I ran all the gas out of the motherfucker. You know.
Let the pump get out of that.
Fucking power, come on for 5 minutes. They got.
We playing with y'all.
Hey, man, get the playing game, man.
I don't know. They said they got something coming up. Or anybody going to trick or treat?
Huh. Daniel DeQuinn. That's a nice. That ain't that bad of a ride.
That's a nice race, bro. That's a real nice race. We used to always go to that.
When is that?
It's a half
October what, 20th?
First, yeah, that's a good race.
21st through the 23rd is too.
All right, that's right after cruising the coast. I think that same time they get out of the Wooden Boat Festival. I'm going to that. That's where the Wooden Boat Festival is.
Hey, what's he's got a love back?
He's getting all pressure for
what
you.
What am I with you? Oh, you done got the air pressure? I'm gonna leave him alone.
Oh, no, that's 15 to 16. That's what that is. All right. No, I was looking at when the Wooden Boat Festival here in Madisonville was. So that's 15 to 16.
All right, William, where you at, man?
You got on there? Gaming, what you got? You got a wooden boat, or you just like go check out the woodwork?
I go down and check out the woodwork, check out the sleek crafts and the pontoons and the flotation devices that they have. I gotta be quiet in here. Don't talk too loud.
All the big guns be out there that day.
What? Yeah, no. See when they had the who got music in the background? Right, it's all right. I still hear music.
You got it. But the flotation device.
Yeah. No, when the TIC-FAR 200 used to come through here. That was when it was the fun. Yeah, with the big cigarettes and them turbine boats with them helicopters.
Oh, yeah. They had a few of them runs out here coming through across that, cross up under the
yeah,
it was
called was it Blind River or Blood River? They come here.
Yeah, fine.
They stop at T Rivers and then over here and then they shoot to Slidell and then shoot across.
Woo!
Over there.
Lord, bro.
Man, I went out there with some fellas to work one time for one of them balls, like the balls back there in the goddamn woods, in the swamp.
Well, you went over there, you went to the prop stop with the worm bucket, with the gummy worm in the bottom?
Yep.
Oh,
stop.
That's the way to go, dog. Dang, shit. You... You only can get to it by boat.
Man,
it
was like showing up like a... Tyrannosaurus Rex or Brontosaurus showed up. Just never seen before. Wow.
Yeah.
We was on a big cigarette boat. We was on a big old cigarette boat, too. That motherfucker was humping. Two big twins on it. Two big block turbos.
Well,
we had a ball.
I got
to kill ourselves.
I got it down. That's enough. It was cold in this shit. Man, freezing it, ain't eating this son of a bitch, man.
Boy,
he
likes
to run that motherfucking boat up.
You better turn that air off or get your ass tore up over there.
Let the air out of here,
you, no, we went, Steve used to have a little bass boat that's pretty quick. We went over that one time, and then I went back. I did some work with a guy. I worked at Mo-1, did a stereo system one of them catamarans with twin, I think he had 572s with blowers on it. So we're going to pop up. You want to ride? I said, you damn right. You fuck a bench in the woods, wipe his ass with a rattle? Shit. And that boat, that did 136. But
and that was
a car. Yeah, we pulled up in there and it was like, look, I said, get on it. And everybody, oh, we don't know if we want to go that fast. I said, man, let's do 100, shit. We was cruising 100. And dude, you pull up in there, that sucker, like, I mean, that sucker was nasty, boy. I said, ooh. But shit, they got prop boats and I run that, you know? The ones with them little sleek designs with them twin motors on the back. Now they got a Mercury 450 on it, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yep.
Yeah.
They have it almost bigger than the goddamn boat.
You can go there a couple of times, man. That's the shit, that place. They got a good burger. They call that Swamp Burger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we didn't eat too much. We just drank.
Yeah, man. Oh, somebody asked, want to know what the Mopar did. Talk to the show. Go by your mama. Go by your mama. Somebody being messy, text me. Want to know what the Mopar did to that one.
Made a nice pet.
Yeah, I seen it. Troy getting ready, man. Shit.
Shit. I gotta get off. They just perform. You know, Mississippi, Louisiana shit. We need them hitters to get go against some shit people first.
Hey, the little called Clyde. Where you from, Louisiana or Mississippi?
No, he up there around Mississippi area up there. Talk about the old school car.
Yeah, that motherfucker, that made a nice
Yeah, that's I think his name is Adam Keene, driver. Hang on a second. Hot Rod, your mic back open and Mo, your mic open. I think that's Adam Keene, driver.
That motherfucker was right. He made a hell of a pass.
Well, that car was good, dude. That car fooled you.
Caleb
Keene. Yeah, right. I knew one of them Keene boys driving. My bad. Yeah, I think they're from around there with, shit. Well, Lenny Olmo, Richard Maxwell, Hattiesburg area, huh? What?
Hey, James, I thought you said how Breed Daddy was on here.
He was trying to talk.
Man, y'all can't call him on my hat. We got rid of half breed. Where's a new breed?
You got a pure breed now. That's it, Brookhaven. Yeah, okay, that's it. Yes, right in around with Mr.
Hey,
Richard Maxwell and all that stuff. And many all of them. McGill. That's it. Yeah, because the other guy helped. Wait.
The Quinn. When I roll that bitch out, that bitch gonna say grown man on it. That's all I'm gonna say.
Come on, bro. Lemon boy. Oh, you better watch out, bro.
Hey, the Quinn. When more Jesus come out, I'm just gonna tell him, I decline.
Oh, shit. After 8 o'clock, y'all, about time y'all get on here and start talking shit, man. I'm already in New York at 9 o'clock.
Who
y'all
did that,
get
bro?
On here,
who did
fun.
That?
Who you
no,
think?
Damn, say that,
no. Who you think? Who it's out? Think about who's going to say that.
The fucking Jesus man.
Ain't but a few of y'all got y'all mic open.
The man you called out got on your ass.
Yeah,
time.
That's what I'm saying. They got Wes on here, Mr. Glenn, Unc, Jimmy, Daniel DeQuinn, Mo, and Hot. That's the only mic open.
Yeah, but somebody on three way. But the man you called out on your ass, Daniel.
Ooh. No, I ain't worried about that little short motherfucker.
That man said, I decline.
If I was you, I would be very worried.
Nah, I ain't worried, dog. You know me, bro. You know we ain't worried.
I would be very worried if I was you.
Oh, there's not another one.
We ain't worried. We ain't worried.
5-4, 95-94, who we got?
Hey, Hot Rod. Hot Rod.
Who
come
we
on,
got?
Me? Come on.
Let me tell you something. You ain't got to worry about me right now.
Doobie.
Quinn, your ass is mine.
Oh, Doobie.
Bruh, I ain't never had nobody talk to me the way that dude talked to me the other night. And I could all I had to do was just look at him. That dude's stupid, man. How y'all deal with him?
Oh, dude. Oh, yeah.
That dude called me
on.
Dick Quinn
was on
a Doobie. Huh?
I said, he was on. He said, dude, you better not open your fucking mouth. I said, uh-oh.
All I'm going to do is just tap him on his shoulder.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, I decline.
He could decline all he want. He better not pull that goddamn card to the line.
Oh, shit. He quit doing it, then he going to fuck you up for free.
Did he fall out?
When you say Doobie,
hang on, let me look down.
Doobie, don't you try to pull off? He gonna run behind.
Well, no, I ain't gonna run behind.
Off,
y'all.
Run over. Oh, he ain't.
You see, he gonna put off a move like Lester Wallace, huh?
Yeah.
I got something
on
you. Huh? Ain't for me. Go ahead, man. Go on now.
So, look, you need to tell me I better not show up in Kelowna.
Hey,
oh, you cutting up that night, boy. Hey, them boys, hey, Doobie, them boys was on Hennessy earlier that day and then finished it off with Crown.
Oh, Lord.
I said, boy, y'all trying to die.
Shit, I never heard Coulda my talk like that, man.
Oh, Coulda told him, Coulda said, man, I don't like to talk because I can't stop when I start.
Shit.
You sure?
Hey, Daniel.
A select few get him going.
Hey, what's up, Mo?
Talking about that, I think Daniel, I think you need to go over there by Troy. Troy had the same ambition as you, and that was BC until he got up there and he saw. What the fuck is going on?
Mo, what's our record with you? 2-1? Wait, no, 1-2?
1-1. You ain't no 2-0. 1-1.
See, that's 50%, about 50% shot, bro. Anything can happen,
hey,
you know?
Yeah, anything can happen. That's with any reason. But I'm going to tell you like this here. We light years past motherfucking last time me and you raced.
I hear you, dog.
Light years. That slow ass pass you got last time, boy. Hey, I'm going to tell you like motherfuckers say on that fucking T-Rex motherfucking skit. I'm going to be hitting you with so many lefts, you're going to be begging me for a right.
No, I just want you to look at me when you hear that. When you hear that big lockup to come through there, like, what the fuck is that?
Boy, that motherfucker on
bog hold him. Mo, I'm gonna make you turn to the left when that bitch come by you. You're like, it's something broke. No, ain't nothing broke. I'm fucking pissing out that bitch when I come by.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie, you need to go hide at Steven Spielberg with that move.
I'm gonna tell you like this, Mo. I'm gonna be like D&D. I promise you, I'll come back up the track. I'm coming out the car and I'm DDT in your ass.
Hey, I ain't lying. You one hell of a narrator on a Tuesday night.
You like that shit, huh?
You sound kind of good.
They hired a kindergarten teacher to tell good stories.
Hey, you can go ahead and take Mr. Rogers' place on Channel 12, PBS.
All he needs is a sweater. All he needs is a sweater.
Would you like to be my neighbor?
Well, you won't be everybody's friend when they're whooping that egg. You're going to be cheese.
They got a bunch of people holding. Hang on, 5 seconds, y'all. 504-5178, who we got?
Big Rich.
All right, Rich, hang on. Let me move on down.
Trouble in the bottom. Trouble in the bottom.
What you say, Red?
You leave my huckleberry alone, yeah?
Yeah, but Red, your huckleberry was talking all kind of trash, man. I can't leave him alone like that.
What you think he done to me? I don't even care about racing pole no more. I want to kick Dick Quinn ass so bad. Cause it just, I can't sleep at night sometimes. If he had that motherfucker out there Saturday, he best believe I'm drawing down on him.
Hey, we got a bad boy contract for you. You got to raise one call before you can raise him.
Hey, tell the Quinn. Hey man, I got a hell of a bottom end on a big block, brand new, ready for spring. Whatever you want to put on it, I make him a killer deal. Yeah.
Dang, that's both smaller than what the Queen got.
But the Queen ain't got the shit that this motor got in it, I promise you.
No replacement for displacement.
Hey, Dang.
How you know what that man got?
Come next Tuesday. Red ain't gonna get on this show after I kick his fucking ass.
I guarantee you, I'm gonna go live after I fuck you up. You hear me? I might even make some kind of thing where I can put this motherfucker in the car.
Hey, we need to ride over there Saturday.
Why?
Well, can you get away?
Red, what you gonna do? What you gonna do?
That's what I said. Can you get away Saturday?
Yeah.
They got a pool table.
Where are you going?
Friday in Kelowna.
Not Red.
A pool table too, Danny.
Okay, here you go.
I said, what you
going to
do when they
couldn't
pull a parachute on your ass?
No, you didn't take you in the Camaro with that. You ride, I ride.
Y'all don't get tangled up.
I ain't racing. It ain't ready to race. We'll ride up and down there.
Let me catch these mics, fellas. Some more people want to talk. 985-2377, who we got?
Kadu, Jamie, just checking in.
Oh, that's Kadu. All right, what's up, Kadu? All right, and then we got 225-26. Hang on, y'all. 225-2611. Who we got?
What's up, Jamie? It's Anthony. Just listening in.
What's happening, Anthony?
Oh, you know. Wondering when they're gonna stop rain dancing so we can get some racing in.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, man, the interview.
Kadu, they say Saturday they're gonna be calling you
Kadunk. Come on. You can't Kadu and Paul are bringing the truck out there Saturday.
They ain't gonna take it off the trail. Like they go to the track, take one hit, put it up.
All right. I'm better than you.
You out there, man. Throw down on your motherfucking ass, too. Bet that.
Put it on me, because I ain't get on the street.
Damn.
You ain't got the stuff to carry it home.
You hear me? Waving pistols everywhere,
right?
This motherfucker.
Good run. Make sure y'all safety's on. Don't get no innocent bystanders shot.
Hey, Jamie, I'm dialing on DeQuinn.
Oh, shit. Damn, the Quinn man said he had dial in on your ass.
I grabbed the bulb on him.
You know he'll say that. Who said that?
Your arch enemy. Come on.
Man, you know what I said? You can't pay him and Paul to bring that fucking truck out. Well, you can pay him to bring it out. You can't pay him to get that motherfucker in the lane with nobody.
I bet you can't beat that motherfucker.
And I'll knock that fucking truck ass off, y'all. Come on.
Fucking ass.
bad when you got a bigger motherfucker to race, man.
Who you begging?
Oh. Motherfucker talk all kind of shit, and you got a beg him to catch the land.
But who you begging to?
Fuck, everybody been begging you motherfuckers to race.
Listen, I kicked your ass because you begged the first time. Don't worry about it. You beg for Bupac ass whooping and you beg for my ass whooping. We did that. Now let's go past
with my ass again. And both of y'all scared to run the back.
I can't run your back because I ain't got my truck no more.
Y'all want fast,
huh? Good. I know if I fuck you up in the other truck, you're gonna say something different, cause, you know what I'm saying? So I know you can't fuck with that, so, you know, you ain't on that level right there yet.
All right, well, Kadu, you don't want to race. We don't need to hold them people show up going back and forth.
Look,
don't carry on with
the
hey.
You been to the track already.
What's going on, Quinn, baby?
I ain't gonna call you the silver bullet. I'm gonna call you the silver bullet. Hey, bro. You done made the man go get a pro. Pro mile for you, bro.
He's gonna need more than a pro mile. He's gonna need a top view.
Keys, your mic open.
What y'all say, fella?
It's you.
Heard Hot Rod talking about the Queen got a parachute now, huh? They do doing them tricks with that thing, huh?
Oh, you got a parachute?
You didn't hear Hot Rod say Danny gonna get twisted up in that parachute?
No, man, I see it. They gonna go. Hey, Red said he gonna rig something up so he can throw a parachute. And I said they quit gonna throw one out too. They gonna both throw the parachute out the window. And I said they gonna get tangled up trying to come pull a parachute on each other.
Dang, race cars.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man. They don't have a legit parachute. They throwing them out the window themselves.
Oh, shit.
God
damn. Gee, who you getting on?
How you doing?
Who you getting on?
But here you go, Chief.
What you say again? I ain't hear you.
I say, who you getting on the first? Let me take some of that pizza out of your butt. Let that out the now. Hold on. Hold tight.
Well, I'm coming to represent Louisiana first. Then I'm busting your ass. No, I got to get the Queen first. And all that shit talking he going to do to me. Then I'm going to bust your ass.
Man, it sound like you and Doobie going to have to race. Because it's like you and Doobie trying
Doobie.
To get hey, Queen.
Uh-oh. Why I got to go after Doobie?
Well, I mean, Doobie just said it first.
Man, y'all
no,
been leaving Doobie and Queen been talking about this for weeks.
Leave Duke alone. That's all I can tell you. They leave that motherfucker
leave
alone.
Leave the Queen alone?
No, Doobie.
We know the midget be rolling, man. Man, just having fun talking shit. But he gonna go out there and get on it with him. He'll do something crazy now.
But did more of them go up to Steel this weekend?
What happened?
Did more of them go up to Steel this weekend, last weekend?
Nah, more didn't make it. I went up there. We went up there. And the rain caught us up there, too.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Hey, Cheese, if you're scared, say you're scared, bro. I'm going to be your friend, bro. I know you won't be my friend.
Hey. Ain't a scared bone in me, dog. All right. I didn't got my ass whooped before and then went home with black eyes and shit and still, hey, I lost the fight.
Hey, all them, Cheese, all Cheese don't have no bones, and all them bones he done got replaced. Cheese ain't got no bones.
Hey, them bitches bionic. They bionic.
$1 million man.
The Quinn said he's gonna rename Kalani Street. It ain't gonna be Lock and Lane no more. After Saturday.
Oh, here go this motherfucker. Hey, there go Cadone. Cadone being funny, huh?
Oh, I'm waiting for him to say something to jump on y'all. I knew he was gonna get on y'all.
Why you calling that, Hot Rod?
Because he could do to some, but we know he could don't race.
Oh, my God.
I kind of figured that. I just wanted to be messy. Did you see that?
Hey, could do all right. I know I could clown with him. That's why I be talking shit. Yeah.
You know he got...
But he don't.
He got back up with Bluefin. You better watch out in that same little camp.
Hey, I can't beat none of them. Hey, I better leave him alone.
What call you said, Jamie?
Bluefin.
Bluefin.
Yeah, ditch man.
Who the fuck is Bluefin?
Want to be a
tuna. Who is Bluefin?
He like one of them beta fish you get for a pet. He ain't no real no tuna. He a beta fish for a pet that you keep and hold. ain't go home to walk the grass in the water. I knew he'd be on the ear hustling. Made his night. He probably listening.
Well, you know he listening. You know he listening. He said, "There it is." He got his name called that time.
See, they know me. I'm a racer. I'm good.
The boy called my name. You hear? He called my name every week.
Who are you? See that pep?
Oh, you done called Pep name now. Pep famous. Pep about to tell him he know me too, goddamn.
No, Pep, all right. I talked to him at the track.
Yeah.
Hey, let me get to Quinn. He fell off right quick. Go ahead, Quinn. Your mic back open.
Sit down.
Hey, Jim, I bet you that motherfucker don't bring that blue thing on. I bet he'd be on a motorbike. I'm sad. I bet you be on a motorbike and not that blue fan. I promise you that.
Oh, that's probably faster than you got that bike.
That motherfucker more scared than Cheese.
Hey, bro, I told you. That's why I gotta go ahead and bust your ass first. How Rod gonna be mad? Say, DeQuinn, I done told you to leave them people alone, now.
in the words of Big Red, DeQuinn, leave them good people alone.
Big Red, great cheesy.
Hey, cheese. That man, grown and crazy. He gonna do something. He gonna try your ass. You better not.
You
better not.
Boy.
Oh, Lord.
Don't
be the one.
What you saying, and when I run to Quinn, I will not be half-stepping. Between him and Clyde, man, I had to go ahead and leave that track. I threw the sugar cane to you. See, I'm going to use the excuse when if Clyde throw the parachute on me. That's why I'm going to use that excuse. I hit the parachute and couldn't see nothing. Went straight off through that.
and kept riding.
Kept going. I read two more.
Yeah,
I went down there on the, by the red light.
See, I went to the same bit, so I can't go back down the track. You know, my stand up there.
Yo, Tank.
Meet
me
by
that cement plant.
You gotta hit that sand pit. You go a little bit to the left. You get on that road course, on the back by the pine back there.
Hey, then if he get there, that's what he gonna need to do.
Yeah.
If he get there,
we'll
start road racing that motherfucker.
Look, he hit the sand pit. Right. He went to the left. Yeah, he going on that road course. Around there by that pine back there, go fishing.
Yeah,
all I gotta do is get the Quinn is two or three buds, and he gonna be gone in the wind. I have him for sure then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the Quinn don't know.
The Quinn
need to get him off
the
Hennessy and some Crown. Well, he's talking to Doobie.
He gonna be the booster. He gonna be the booster that night.
Don't need no TV.
What that? Dang, I said I was going to bring him some moonshine, and he said, nah, I can't handle that, Chief. Then he said he's going to take her here with me. I'm going to bring that hot moonshine for him.
Man, y'all trying to get my dog tore up out there, man. He was already drunk. He
come
to the dog show hanging.
I want him to have a good time.
He was at the dog show hanging with them high-dollar people, man. They're going to come over there with us, the riff-rap. They got drunk on that good liquor, and they come over there drinking
that
rock.
The little bully dog show?
Yeah, at the Parker Train Center. Yeah.
Hey, you know, Chief, you know Tyrone do that. Waffalo?
Yeah. Boy, he got two.
Yeah, he raised them dogs.
Boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He got some pretty dogs.
Yeah.
I think he live on that end, too. I think he over that way. They might know him.
He in Texas, I believe.
I thought he was around here. Oh, he come down here for them shows, I guess.
He come down here and worked them events in the Superdome.
Oh, okay. Yep.
Lorenzo into that heavy too. He got some of the baddest lines and testable DNA around too. Down top.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's doing good with
them little bullets.
Well, he got the Frenchies. He got the Frenchies. This one was for the Frenchies.
Oh, he got a Frenchies?
Yeah, he the Frenchies. Yeah.
Frenchies cool.
10, 15, 20, 30. You might get you a stud fee for $5,000. Yeah. Yep.
Stick with my little mutt right there. My mix. I got the little mix, dog.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Oh, yeah. I catch one that's just hungry. Come on, puppy.
15, 20 down. Fuck that. My little shit right here. Come on. Motherfucking spawn, man. The cat's in the house. I throw it sitting on the dining room table for a laptop. Throw it to the front door. She can go get it and come back.
You gotta act like you throw it. They be searching for that motherfucker for the whole time.
This mother smart look at you like, motherfucker, you ain't throw that thing. She is fake, and then she look at you, because she don't hear it.
Yeah. That's how we're going to do Cheese. Cheese going to be searching. We're going to already be on a return roll.
Yeah. Oh, man, shit. Okay. Yep.
Oh, Troy. Oh, Troy. Troy made him a nice little hit in that move.
Yeah. Yeah, look at that. I was like, damn, look at Troy. Oh, Alan Cook went live, and I was looking at it. And I see I said, hold on a minute. That car looks familiar. And then he backed off, and I see Fisher. I said, oh, that is Troy.
So
I'm like, damn, they got another color like Troy up there.
Yeah. Oh, well, they do. I don't know if it's red, but your boy with the one leg man, what's his dog name? He have one, the Lachassa guy out on that end.
Oh, okay.
His might be ready though. He run like a he run like an 80 on the motor. He do bracket with space pop. All right.
Yeah, cause you don't see many of them cars, you know. So when I see them,
yeah,
wow.
When you see him, you see him. They had a little demon. He had a little demon out there too, a little blue, and he got in a little shootout. I think something had happened with the.
Yeah, I seen that one.
And it was going the flashlight start. Yeah, he was a little. That was a little street car like, but shit, he won that race.
Damn. Hell, that shit. Yeah, that shit.
Yeah. Mhm. Well, I guess everybody wait for it to cool down. I guess once it cool down. Well, I guess we got an excuse for every reason that people ain't racing. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Sooner or later, they're going to come out, I guess.
Yeah, you know.
But it have been unreally hot. It's been hot, man. Shit.
Oh, yeah, man. It's been unbearable, man. You. That's...
Hey, Uncle Ariel.
Yeah, he on there. Unless he fell off. He was on earlier. Hang on. I ain't got my mouse so that's the damn touch.
Dick Quinn,
yeah, he's on
here. Dick Quinn, you told him they're supposed to be doing the mini bike thing too, huh?
Yeah, that's what I thought. What you want?
Hey, yo. Oh, I think he was trying to let y'all know to tell LaRob he's doing a mini bike thing too out there Saturday.
Yeah. It's for a big time shootout too. Somebody's in the KR game too, man.
Hey, Unc.
What?
Hey, Unc.
Yeah, you can hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Oh, y'all got a shootout Saturday too, huh?
Well, I'm going to get our PC, man. Yeah,
what
are
they telling me? Wait, what'd you say?
You're in the Bahamas. Yeah, the city was doing a group. The city was supposed to be sending out a group text or something like that.
Yeah, I can hear you, but you're real low. I'm trying to say, you say you're in the hospital or somebody in the hospital? Yeah, you sound way off, huh? You sound way off.
I don't know what's wrong with
you,
but in the Bahamas.
Oh, he in the Bahamas. All right, okay.
They're on the cruise boat.
Yeah, he said he in the Bahamas.
Oh, all right. They're on the cruise.
Gotcha.
All right.
All right, Wes.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Do it big.
Fucking right.
Come on. Give me that thing.
Oh, look like we got. Looks like they're gonna cut our power back on.
Hey, no. Oh, shit.
Hey, you how that be?
Yeah, I hollered him. I know he's trying to see what's going on. Because I know he's trying to go to the track that Friday. And then possibly come on that in that set. Yeah, made the little, he had to change them shocks. He had a blown shock, so he got another shock, got another set of shocks on it, so he won't try to go to the track Friday. But I told him, if he goes, we get it to leave at the track, depending on what track it is, we might be able to use the same tune-up for the shocks in Kelowna.
Fucking right.
in Colony too, bro? You running in Colony too?
If you want to, what you gonna do?
If we got to, if you running in Colony, but if you talk crazy, I get on your ass too, man.
Hey, I'm with that. If you tell me you gonna do it, I'll make a reservation to come there, steal your motherfucking enamel off your fingernail. What you gonna do?
I know. You would want to, you know, wake up from that, drink some more coffee. That was what you want to do.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, I'm come out there. It'd probably be a little later. That's my birthday, so I'm gonna come out there.
I'll take you with one tail.
What'd you say?
One tail.
Yeah.
Uncle had a good excuse. Uncle way on another motherfucking continent. You're looking at right there, Luda. They was shell can today.
Damn, Robin. Luda done got a badass race here. Battlefield on the 15th of October. Oh, bitch.
What they got going on?
I bet you can hear me now, huh?
1,000 buy-in, yeah, 16 caught field, 20 grand payout. Damn.
Damn. Well, they got some bad motherfuckers man. Going up there.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, they gonna have some gangsters going up there.
$1,000
buy-in, would you say? $20 payout? Or $15 payout? $20 field?
Well, he said 20, no, 20, 20, he said 16 car field. Now, I don't know if he limited to 16.
Oh, all right, all right.
16
yeah,
cars
that's probably a way to say we got to have 16 without paying.
Yeah, you know, 16 call minimum, yeah, without saying, but still, it's Battlefield, you know.
Hey, but Jamie, Battlefield
no
got some race Saturday. Battlefield got a $5,000 race this Saturday.
Yeah, Eyes got that race. He's been poking all kind of stuff about it. I forgot about that, man.
But
you brought it up to Quinn. Appreciate that.
The thing is you can't
I want to know one thing. I want to know one thing. How in the hell y'all going to beat Mother Nature?
That's what we're trying to figure out.
Everybody figuring out the king. If she won the king, that's going to be what it is.
Man, that fucking rain don't want to give us a break, man.
I think we'd rather take a little rain here and there all the time rather than a hurricane.
Yeah, you're right. I ain't never saw this many fucking ants in my yard in my life, bro. I got ants everywhere, man. Some bitches bad, man. Huh?
You
rain dancing, huh?
Uh-oh.
Huh?
You rain dancing, huh?
That motherfucker staying rain dancing. That motherfucker staying off the week.
Yeah.
And I went over there.
I already told y'all.
Ahead,
I ain't remember none of y'all. Me.
Well, you ain't got to if you could don't race.
Hey, look, I sleep good. Me.
Well, we know.
I can't sleep.
Hey, from the last time, from what I noticed, I was out there at the race last Mississippi. And no problem. That's the last I knew.
Hey,
after
you went out there and that boy Donkey Stonk Rooster kicked the fuck out of you, you went to sleep.
Right on the trailer.
Man, come on, man. It's
raining,
man.
Hey, don't tell us nothing about what
that
man run.
You can't compare me with that type of shit, man. You can't fuck with that man. You can't.
I know I can't, and that's why when I've been testing.
First of all, listen, but check this out though. I wasn't trying to raise the man. I'm just making a hit. You dig what I'm saying?
Hey,
and
fuck, you're just making a hit. But if you would have got around him,
right,
when you made that hit, if something would have happened, what you would have said?
If something would have happened, that would have been
robber
on him. It ain't on me.
Well, we fucked Bank Rob up. Well, we fucked Bank Rob up.
Yeah, I will Bank Rob
man,
you.
Listen,
we bad as in the land.
Hey, listen. I tell you this here. If I would have fucked him up, that just would have been, he'd have been fucked up. But I got fucked up. So what the difference? What the difference is? I don't complain or cry about what type of caliber car I know I'm running. You feel what I'm saying?
Well,
so
what you just said.
Why should I be worried about
what
that
caliber car you were running? You just said I can't be worried about it because he this kind of.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. You can't be worried about it.
Kadu, you've been complaining about Radco. And Radco,
I ain't complaining about shit. I ain't never said nothing but that man call. I ain't feeling a damn thing
Red,
with the man call.
Make it fair.
What are you doing,
Red? I
said
one thing about his call.
He said make it fair.
That's all I said. Now, there you go. Now, that's all I said. I ain't said one thing but the man call.
Man, Red got a fucking turtle and you scared of Red.
I ain't scared of Red. Tell me something. Tell me how I'm scared of Red. You tell me how I'm scared of Red.
Because you declined.
Uh-oh, he said you declined.
Man, get the hell away from y'all with that foolishness, man. First of all, let me tell you something. I would be a damn fool to go in any nigga with nitrous versus a motor and put my money up. That's stupid for me. Now, you make it fair, I put my money up, and I'll show you what time it is. On any fucking
well, quit using that as excuse. Everybody got that. Don't
listen,
have
I don't give a fuck about 2028. If I ain't got it, I don't
better
need it. I'm good with how I am. Fuck what you talking about.
You
use it. You need it. I don't need it.
Pull charge or something.
I don't need the shit. I'm good. But I tell you what, you get caught slipping, I'll fuck clean over you. I promise you that, though.
Oh,
you
what?
I guarantee that, though.
All right there.
Well, listen. That's all y'all worry about is the other lane. Then don't worry about nothing else. Let the lane do what it do. Let the lane do what it do.
Let me see if I understand this right. You out here barking at other people with cars that got power.
Man,
out
listen.
There.
Jimmy, let me tell you something.
I'm just trying to,
logic. No, you're not understanding me. You're not understanding me, Jimmy.
Other people
is barking at
logic.
Me. Did you hear what I say? Did you hear what I say now? Did you understand the words coming out of my mouth? The cars are barking at me. I didn't bark at no car, but if a motherfucker bark, I'm here to bite. You fucking right.
Okay.
Now.
Got that fence open.
How you
going to bite
it? I wouldn't give a motherfucker but no fence. Fuck it, I'll bite through the fence then.
Okay, I got it. I understand.
I'll bite through that motherfucker. As long as I can grab hold of your fucking nose or a piece of your fucking jaw, give it here.
Uh-oh,
you wishing on a prep.
Dang, man. That man say he going to fuck you up on with an all motor car.
Yes, indeed. I got to see how they with. Shit. I don't want no fucking smoke me. I learned my lesson.
I see what you said.
Oh, the Quinn should know that by now. He was the first one to get a piece of King Tesla. That was just a little aggressive motherfucker right there.
He shouldn't have nothing to tell me, right?
Cut that shit out, bro.
He tried to come run the truck the next week in Kelowna, Jamie, one side of the motor smoking, and somebody bought it. They said, just change the rings, freshen the rings up. Yeah, he done burned the rings out the
motor. Man, you crazy. You tripping, bro. That truck ain't never smoke like, man. That truck would never smoke it, man.
So you tell me that truck ain't smoke when you ran that boy down there with that fucking Mustang, that white Mustang?
No, that bitch ain't smoke. Well, no.
Let me tell you, hold on, why you there?
And let me tell you something. I cracked my fucking transmission the same day I raised him. That's why that bitch smoked. I cracked the transmission.
Oh, okay. So you said he wasn't smoking though.
No, what I'm saying is I cracked the transmission. That's why the bitch was smoking from the transmission. I cracked the motherfucker. I spit the bitch in that house. Nah.
Oh, transmission on one side
smoke. Man, I spit that
he
fucking transmission in half, man.
You got too much nitrous on that tag. You broke the tail.
Man, you crazy. I had no nitrous on that. I had no nitrous on that. All natural motor. All natural. No power additive. Mm. It just was a fucking man. That's all it was. It was a man.
Hey,
a man that beat up on a little boy. That's what it was. It was a man that beat up on a big boy.
You got lucky.
I don't know lucky. I don't believe in luck.
You got lucky. You got lucky.
I don't believe in luck. Hey, Jimmy, you talk that shit about being lucky. If you came back out there for the second time, I would have showed you what luck was, yeah?
Hey, luck don't work. Hey, lightning don't strike twice in the same spot.
That's right. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
You're lucky.
Oh, I'm lucky. So I got to be lucky, right?
Hey, man. I'd rather be lucky than in the water.
Then good.
Hey, that motherfucker still in our. Hey, that motherfucker still on our team. I can tell you that.
Well, what do you want to do? You coming out there?
I don't know.
Bring it on back out there.
That motherfucker be out there all the time. They see it.
Well, I didn't know because they had feelings. Okay, I didn't know what it was. But,
Well, they didn't pay. It ain't the same color.
Not me. It ain't my truck no more.
I just asked a question. Could do. Not the same color.
Hey, Jimmy. They better leave that motherfucker alone. That's all I can say. Leave that motherfucker alone. Leave both of the motherfuckers alone. That's all I can see.
Where y'all going next? Look, I'm not going to even ask you if you're coming to the track. What track y'all going to next with any one of them?
We going to, I don't know which one we going to, shit. But like wherever one we decide to go to. Hey, Hi Rod, you shut the fuck up, cause you ain't no bully, no. I'ma tell you that right fucking now. You ain't no motherfucking bully, nigga.
Hey, I am not a bully at all. You're right, I'm not a bully, cause I'm not bad, but I will.
Cause guess what?
I tell you what.
Oh, you talking that shit? I told you, give me a fair raise, I get cross your fucking ass. I bet you. I get cross your motherfucking ass.
Give you a fair raise.
Hey, didn't you give him a fair raise, and he was supposed to take it hot? Oh, he said he was going to take it. That was.
I didn't want to give it to him. I had no fucking better.
Jimmy, I told him he can get the back tire. I think I told him he get the back tire and the
what?
Quarter mile. We go to quarter mile.
No, no, 8 miles.
No,
8 miles. I want 8 miles.
No, the race. Jimmy, we'll be agreed on. He said the quarter. I said, you can get the quarter mile. I
mean,
the best time to hit. And if I don't clear you,
okay, I'll take that.
I'll take it. The back tie and the hit, and you're going to clear him by the quarter mile. But you still going to
clear
him by the quarter. But you spray here on the boat.
You got your fucking mind. Give it to me then, nigga.
We discussed
give it
this
to
before,
me.
And then you said.
Fuck all that. I dare you give it to me.
We discussed this before, and you told me, yeah, that's a race, but you can't look at my truck. You can't check my truck.
Man, look, I don't give a fuck what you got in your truck. Give it to me, nigga.
No. I
don't give a fuck if you got a big rock in that motherfucker, nigga.
Because I get to run my truck, but I get to check.
Man,
your truck,
I don't give a damn if you got a big block. I don't give a fuck if you got a big block in that. Give it to me.
Just say I get to check your truck before you race.
What do you mean? You want to check my truck? What you want? You want to check the inside? They ain't got no bottle in there.
I'm making sure you on the motor. Oh, no, I'm checking the engine bay.
I'm going to be on the motor. I'm going to let you check the inside. They ain't got no bottle. I'm going to check. And look, you can check the inside, and you can check the back of the truck. They ain't got a fucking.
Oh, no. I ain't
doing no hood shit. We ain't putting up no hood. Fuck everybody. Why ain't
no lights disconnected?
No. Man, stop that bullshit. Man, y'all just want to try to see the motor on this guy.
Nobody else got to do. That's between y'all.
That's some bullshit. That's some bullshit. Y'all know we've been running off of natural aspirations for the fucking
I know y'all
Did Quinn even know that?
I ain't gonna say you spread him, but if I'm gonna give you all that, you know what they call that I'm giving you? I'm giving y'all.
No, but listen to what I'm saying though.
Racing. Yeah, everything, the back side of hit and the clear. I'm giving you everything in racing.
Shit. Boy, look, give it to me.
You can have it. All I gotta do is make sure you on the motor.
Give it to me. I'll take it.
Okay. Yo, pop that hood, and I'm going to check you out. I'm going to check under the hood. I'm going to check in the truck. I'm going to check back and stuff. And that's all I need to know. Y'all see you on the motor. That's a race.
Okay.
You get the back tire, the hit, and the clear. I'm going to give you everything.
Boy.
Okay. For the quarter mile. Man,
I'll give a fuck about the quarter mile. Why you?
Boy, I'm going to strip your ass naked, boy.
Hey,
and when you get down there, that shaft going to be hanging out there waiting on you.
Boy, I guarantee you, you know. You going to see what the fuck will happen.
You
going to see that what the fuck will happen. You going to fucking see.
All you got, you coming
boy,
out there.
Boy, look, I take it. I don't know.
Small block. Well, you know what, it don't even matter if y'all swap.
I take it, man.
Go ahead and get one of them big block motors. You still ain't gonna stand there with me.
Okay, we gonna. Hey, you talk that shit.
I know,
but I'm serious, me.
But hey, Kadum. This not the first time I told you this.
Yeah, but this ain't the first time I told you that either. That I get cross your ass.
But you told me I couldn't check your truck for nitrous. That's why we stopped talking.
I tell you what. That ain't my truck for me. I'm the driver. If that man say you can check it, check the truck, you can check it. If he say you can't check it, well, ain't no race. I ain't got nothing to do with that fucker. Okay. But I know one thing. I get across your motherfucking ass though. I promise you that. And you give me everything and everything. If you give me all that, your ass is history. You out of here, partner.
All right.
Y'all going a quarter mile?
Man, I'm gonna show you.
Yep.
I'm gonna show you.
Quarter mile.
Man, you hit. You done. It's over with for you. Ain't no fucking way. You ain't got no fucking 7-second car, boy. Why you think I'm worried? What you talking about?
Damn, you run 7 seconds on a motor in a quarter mile?
I say, he ain't got no
motor.
He don't have 7 seconds. He don't want 7 seconds.
You're right. I don't.
I don't fucking well you don't.
Man, you ain't, man, you crazy. I run, boy, I run, boy, you crazy motherfucker, boy. You think I'm crazy. I know
you. Well, obviously you're
on the
wrong number. You must be on
all
the
No, European. I'm on natural aspiration. That's what I'm on. Natural aspiration to get across your ass. You give me everything.
Well,
you must be on, dude, you got a bad motherfucker, dude.
Jimmy, I tell you what, you know this show is, you bet with him, baby.
Oh,
you
I'm both bet with him, but I'm staying
and
out the way. You're a bad motherfucker.
You bet with him. You bet with him. And why, I want you to take this picture here. You take this motherfucking picture.
You remember what you said? I heard what I said, and I meant what I said, too. You're a bad motherfucker.
Oh, man, you crazy motherfucker, hot rod boy, you crazy.
I done bit off more than I can chew, Lord.
No, you ain't did nothing but make a raise, that's all.
Yeah, I messed up shit.
Shit, you talk that shit, boy.
Fuck you.
You ain't that pocket man, I say that now.
That man said, if you do not run sevens, you're not going to catch me. No,
man, look.
Hang on. We got somebody
right,
coming in.
What?
Hang on. 985-1225. Who we got?
You got Pole in the house.
Oh, there we go.
Well, yeah, Pole, what's happening?
What's happening, bud? You can pop the hood.
All right. That's the reason.
Yeah, you can pop the hood, show you the motor.
So you gonna go to quarter mile pole? Quarter mile?
Yeah.
You wanna go out the back door?
Yeah.
It don't matter. Back door, it don't matter.
All right, that's a race then. Back side of hit the clip. Y'all got that.
That's a race then.
Clown, we ought to be able to get the back tie to hit the clear and some other stuff from Hot Rod. Jimmy, look, all I'm going to say is, boy, that's all I'm going to say.
Could do. All I'm going to say is,
Hot Rod, don't even get your hopes up.
Man, you shut up. You might well
be quiet. Don't get your hopes up, Hot Rod.
You be quiet.
Thursday, they're going to call you and say, oh, man, we can't do that.
Shit, you heard the man just say this now, huh? Did you hear what he said just now?
He said the same thing when we were supposed to lock in.
Ain't nobody even worried about you, man. You ain't no factor, though.
Hey, look, when the race go high, next time we meet up at one of these races, no problem, whatever.
October 1st. Yeah.
Give everybody a chance to get everything lined
up. Hey, we cool with that.
And the week before the race, everybody come back to the table again and make sure everything is cleared out.
That's it. Me and Pool, all right, we're gonna have fun. We eat, fuck, we can eat from each other. It don't matter, fuck. We do that.
Yeah. Be all good.
There we go.
Hey,
good.
But I'm gonna tell you what you better not tell me though, High Rod. You better not tell me you're gonna feed me and take it out of my ass, 'cause I'm gonna show you something, yeah?
All right, now.
It's gonna be some shit. It's gonna be some shit if you do that. I'm gonna be real mad. I'm going to be real mad with you then. And I got to come get your ass then. I got to come get your ass.
You
motherfucking right. Hey, Reg, see how you see this? You're going to want to stand down here. Stand down.
Oh, we might get in worse, dude.
I tell you what, if make me first or second, it don't matter to me.
No, we can make you first, bro.
Well, that sounds like a plan. I'll be there first.
I understand. I'll let y'all get that out of the way.
Yeah,
y'all can do
yeah,
that. I know y'all
yeah,
want to do
let
that.
Me,
let me knock his head off like this. That's all cool and all head talking.
Damn it, boy. When's this going on?
Oh,
hold on, man.
Well, I think yep, whenever they do it.
October 1st,
the Rays gonna be there. September 28th, they're gonna call you and tell you, hey man, we can't do that.
Come on, bro.
Hey, High Rod. He must be thinking we him, huh? Huh?
Nah,
oh,
I don't think that.
Think we him, huh? He must be thinking we him.
I don't play that. That
name
motherfucker.
One time killed. I ever declined to race a motherfucker. I bet you can't.
I don't decline either.
Shit, what up, Doc?
What's happening?
I'll see y'all soon, fool.
Keep it together now. Don't break it.
Man, listen. If I break it, I'll put another one in that motherfucker.
No, but it's going to take too long, bro.
If I break it, I'll put another one in.
Yeah, 2 or 3 years.
Oh, this stuff.
Yeah, I need to get like y'all. If I break this motherfucker, I'll sit my ass.
Well, that was the plan, isn't it? We gonna try to break that motherfucker.
But then Quinn, you wasn't on here. They gonna run Ridge, and after that, we gonna clear this up. I'm giving them the back
yeah,
tire, the hit, and the clear. They on the motor. I get to check them, and I'm on the Nikers to the 4 mile. They get everything.
Yeah, you're
run.
Right. That's
mm-hmm,
right.
Bad fucking.
There you go.
Somebody got to win, somebody got to lose. I'm gonna have some fun. Either way it goes.
It's all about fun.
It's all about
fun. It's all
about fun. Fuck.
These men don't know nothing about that.
Pew, 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 pew. Off with his head.
Uh-oh.
He can spray his ass off. He can do everything.
Uh-oh.
Night-night.
You heard that to do?
Eighth of a mile too. Here, Red. Me and you. 8 mile. Eighth of a mile. Me and High Rod. Quarter mile.
That wasn't what we agreed on.
Yeah,
we didn't agree on that.
That's what it was. That's what it was.
No, we did.
Yes, it was. Man, you need to cut that out. We said eighth of a mile. We agreed on eighth of a mile.
Bruh.
No, we said, we never said quarter for you, bruh. We said eighth of a mile. We've been saying that for the longest.
I don't run eighth of a mile. I got a quarter of my car. When I change the gear, I'll run the eighth.
Change the gear then. Change that motherfucker. Change the gear. Look, no, watch this here. Change the gear just like we ain't got nitro. Change the fucking gear. Nah.
I ain't touching.
Nah.
See, that's what you call you really don't
want
to run. See, you just like...
No.
How you going to tell me to change my fucking car?
How the fuck you going to tell me to put nitrous on a motor car then? The same fucking way, nigga. You said put nitrous on a motherfucker. The same way I'm telling you. Change the gear for the 8 mile now.
I ain't changing mine either.
Now, it's eighth of a mile or nothing.
I'm going to tell you this much. You need to raise me willingly or unwillingly because I'm going to pull up on the line on y'all motherfuckers. I swear to God.
You
going to
pull up on me? Well, listen. When you pull up, I tell you what. When you pull up out of line, you'll be gone by your motherfucking self then because I'm going to stand there and wait.
You're a scary motherfucker.
That's what I'm going to do. Now, I'm going to stand there and wait. When that fucking light turns green, I'm going to still sit there. I wouldn't give a fuck whether you go or you don't go. Now.
I'm going to back that bitch up. Get up there. Make you go.
If he makes me go, guess what I'm going to do? If he makes me go, I'm going to just ease on out of that small, slow, all the way down the track.
Hey, dude.
So what the fuck?
Hey, dude.
I think they put that on the
I'm listening, Paul.
Y'all have to tell people you a scary motherfucker.
I'm listening. That's what he wanna say. He wanna say that.
Nah.
But I'm not gonna give him the benefit of the doubt. What's up?
No, you're gonna run Big Red out the fucking back door, man.
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Be a man of your word.
That shit he got, we gonna run him out the back door, man.
That's right.
All
right. I ain't got nothing. I
already dogged him out the back door. I'ma dog him again.
Yeah, you got me out with a stock motor. I got a man in that motherfucker. And I can't wait
to
meet him.
Hey, the owner got all the heart. The driver ain't about shit then, huh? That would've sound like to me.
No, it
ain't.
Ray,
we're going
out the back door,
that?
Brother.
Sound like a plan to me.
Back door.
Okay.
Yeah, man. Jimmy, I think they was on a different page. I think the owner and the driver was on a different page before. Could do get out there and get the cutting up?
Yeah, but I don't want Red to bag out.
Hey.
So we're going to run out the back door.
Some kind of way we know how to get Kadu in his feelings, and we get Kadu to do something crazy.
No, what it is you don't give a motherfucker the benefit of the doubt. You dig what I'm saying? Because when you give a motherfucker the benefit of the doubt and say, for instance, say so-called, if a motherfucker do happen to, something happen to one of, your motherfucker want to sit down there and try to throw this and throw that, like, oh, this here happened, that happened, or some shit like that. No, fuck that. You give us the raise that you're supposed to give a person. You know what I'm saying? That's all that's saying.
I see you on that, because they got a lot of people out there.
But let me tell you something, what I do notice. I do notice, though, when certain people race, they want all the fucking advantage, though, and they won't give you a fucking leeway to nothing. Like I see.
Oh, yeah.
Advantage in a grand
race, now, listen. You trying to get all this back. Just because you can say, oh, if you do win, you want to say,
man,
oh, I beat
you. You don't be around when Paul be talking to those slick-ass shit. The man told me to go put six kits on that motherfucker, and that's what I did.
I got
all six of them bitches, and I'm on. They going to spray, too. All six of them motherfuckers. So you, that's why we got them.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to use them. That's the reason I went down.
Well, just like you said, I guess you're going to need them, then.
You're going to need them, y'all.
Hey, all I can tell you, dog, they better work. They better fucking work. That's all I can say. They better fucking work. They better hold
the Photoshop when you seen them fucking 12 cylinders, huh?
Boy, I'm not even worrying about what you got, man. I wouldn't give a damn. I'm going to show you what a man is. I'm going to show you about a man.
I want to see this race more than I even want to race. I'm going to be there on time to see y'all race.
Hey, listen.
I want to see that one too.
You watch this photograph shit here.
But look.
All right, because y'all fuck around and try and blow it out twice in one day. Boy, you know you're going to never get the end of it now.
Hey, one thing about it, Jimmy.
Listen,
Jimmy, you know one thing
about it. Y'all better have him locked in, because I'll tell you now, I ain't running.
Yeah, could do.
September 30th.
Nah, we don't
run. September 30th. Walk my word.
I
guarantee you're gonna get a phone call. We can't do that. You gotta make it.
All right. All right.
Yeah.
We already good already, so we ain't worrying about what he's talking about. You did. We running. And guess what?
Well,
feel like yourself. If I get my asshole blown out twice, fuck it. It's just a race. It ain't number two fucking cars going down the fucking track. Because guess what? I don't get my feelings behind that shit. Because there was somebody got to win, and somebody got to fucking lose. Nah.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
Ain't no use getting in your feelings.
No, for what? For what? But I tell you what, though, I guarantee you somebody else get their asshole blown out. They're going to get in their feelings behind the shit they didn't put in their little shit right there. I bet you that, though.
All I tell you is, I don't get my feelings.
But we ain't talking about the other person. We ain't talking about other people, goddamn. We just talking about y'all, goddamn. Shit. Somebody got to win and somebody got to lose. We're going to have some fun. We're going to eat. We're going to drink, talk shit, and have fun.
If I go out there
and take a ass whooping behind, give me anything.
Hey, Ray.
I can't.
Ray,
don't
whoop your ass. You come and shake my
hand.
I thought I could give it
away. You fucking right.
All right,
every
right.
time I beat your ass, what you done? You load that shit up, got the fuck on out of there, huh?
Man, you beat me with a fucking stock-ass fucking 350, man. Go sit down somewhere and win, man. That man beat
Paul
me with a stock-ass
350. Paul beat me with a stock 6-0 running his mouth like he's so fucking bad, but I tell you one thing, I bet you it'll never happen again. I bet you
I tell you what. Don't overload your ass now, bro. I can tell you.
So Red, that bitch telling me you're gonna have a poster. You gonna have a poster out there with their name on it that day too?
I wish the fuck you would.
No. I don't go to that extreme. I told him not to do that. I begged him not to do it, but he said fuck that. He was doing it anyway. He said he's sick of them motherfuckers. So hey,
say what?
Tell him I'm gonna come try to holler at him tomorrow or on Thursday, and I'm gonna grab that other hood from my car.
Man, I'm gonna tell you, we gotta be at work from fucking 2:30 in the morning, bro. Hit him up at about 10, 11 o'clock, he'll be free.
All right, that'll work.
Hey, Jamie. Watch for fun. They gonna leave Paul the fucking alone. Sooner or later, they gonna leave him alone. You watch this.
Won't be this soon.
You watch this shit.
Long as that motherfucker got all the pressure, not
so much you because we all clown and bullshit. You dig what I'm saying? But you know, like really got like a little personal vendetta right now that he got to get off his chest. So we gonna set that on
right.
The track.
The man passed me in the air. What the fuck you want me to do? Bragging on. I want to do him the same fucking thing.
I feel
some type of way about that shit.
I tell you what,
that man told me to bring my
bill. I tell you what though,
and that's what I'm saying.
I tell you what, Red, that bitch better not come off the ground no kind of fucking way. Cause if it do, your ass is mine. That's all I'm gonna say. If that bitch come off the ground, you in trouble.
That motherfucker on the ground, I'm gonna grab the other five. You understand what I'm telling
you?
You gonna need that.
You gonna need that and a scramble fucking button.
Damn.
I promise you.
Man.
You gonna need that and a scramble fucking button. I promise you that.
All I gotta do is move 10 feet and you fuck.
Shit.
You heard what I said, huh?
Okay.
10 feet and you fuck.
Okay.
Ooh-wee.
10 feet, huh? 10 feet, huh? Tell you one thing, you better put some slippers on your fucking feet. That's all I can tell you.
Man, I'm coming in my fucking combat boots that day. What the fuck are you talking about? I ain't coming to bullshit.
Well, I'm wearing my army pants for your ass that day.
You have to. I got combat boots on.
I
plan on sticking a clean down in your ass.
So when we get up there, you better have your chastity belt on.
Yeah. Hey, so you don't
hey, high rise. Hey, you know what I'm gonna do for you? I'm gonna send you to anger management.
Because
you could be a mad motherfucker.
Hey,
I'm gonna send you to fucking anger management.
I'm gonna send you straight to anger management.
I promise you that. You watch.
Boy, y'all motherfuckers.
Before you realize when you got a problem.
High ride.
Tell me I got a problem.
I tell you what. Boy, look. Boy, I got a kickback for your ass, boy. I promise you.
September 30th, I guarantee
you. I got a kickback. for you, Hot Rod. I got a cake bake for you. See, Red, I'm not even worried about Red because Red is slow.
Yeah.
So, you fast, Hot Rod. So,
hey,
I'm fast, too.
No, but you know what?
So,
you ain't the only one that know a good baker. Know that.
Well, guess what, Pillsbury Dough Boy? I'm about to tickle your thumb here.
Hey, you see what the Pillsbury Dough Boy did in Ghostbusters, huh? Told the whole city up. I'm going to tell your ass up. You playing with the right one.
Hey, but see what happened to that motherfucker? He turned to smog at the end, huh?
Hey,
all you needed was fucking chocolate. All you needed was chocolate to eat with that motherfucker.
Man, you better bring your graham crackers. I'm going to peel y'all back. Oh, man.
Man, hey, bro, I'm telling you, bro, with pure caramel fucking heads, bro, I'm telling you, why? Hey,
all right.
Bro, it could be something for you. When you see the little bathroom in front of that motherfucking yellow motherfucker, the caramel on the front, your motherfucking truck, I'm going to turn that bitch into caramel.
All right.
Carmilla.
Hey.
Carmilla Anthony.
Yeah, you see what happened to his ass.
You fucking right. I'm about to tell you what happened to you.
Everything happened to him.
Man,
I'm gonna be in the deal so much good shit to y'all. They gonna give me a show. One of them reality shows. They gonna say, man, we got to talk to you because this don't make
boy,
sense.
Listen. All I can tell you is you better put your biggest pill in that motherfucker, nigga. That's all I can tell
you.
Oh,
you don't do that. You don't do that for the quarter mile.
You better put that motherfucker in there. That's all I can tell you. Because you definitely going to need that motherfucker, and it still ain't going to help you.
Well, yeah, you say y'all running sevens out there, so we're going to see. I ain't, no way.
I say you not running sevens.
I just want to honorable. I'm going to wire your fucking jaw. When I beat you, that means I didn't just beat you and Paul. I'm beat them, too. Remember that.
That ain't gonna happen.
All right.
One thing about
I represent
Paul Racing here.
No. Listen. I'm not saying nobody else. I'm saying whoever you getting your cake from, I'm gonna be the whoop your baker too. Because you done seen that baker run. You think that baker got good tarts. I'm gonna bring them tea cakes out there and I'm gonna flip y'all.
Okay. Just have it on your mind when you come, yeah? Because I'm definitely gonna have it on mine. Hey, and you know you can't leave until I leave, huh? You know that, huh? I just want you to know that, yeah?
Yeah, you got the back tie and the hit, but this is the thing. You got the back tie and the hit in the clear, right? But we going
all right,
on
now
auto start.
Hold on.
You're not sitting there. You're not holding me on the trans break.
No, I'm not holding myself on it, but
you can't have seven seconds.
Okay,
I
got 7 seconds to leave.
Well, the tree gonna tell you if you don't wait too long. The tree gonna red light if you lose. If you sitting there holding me. Well, you can leave whatever you want, cause I'm not gonna move until I see your back tie crack. I'm not gonna look at the tree. I'm watching the back tie.
You ain't gonna see that could be the fucking problem. The problem is you're not gonna see that back tie crack, cause I'm gonna be so fucking far in front of you. You gonna try to hit every fucking button you can in that bitch to try to catch it.
Hey, you might be out there till about 100 and...
I'm going to be out there 200 and some feet.
See, after that, you better not have none of your pistols on, but I'm taking them with me.
Boy, ain't
taking
no
your pistols off you.
Ain't no fucking
all
way.
Right, okay.
If I'm out there on you,
all right,
that's where you're going to stay.
Okay. All right, fellas.
Where
I can't listen
gonna stay
to
at?
More of these lies. I'm going to go ahead on and get you.
Y'all think Jimmy. Hey, Jimmy, I'm going to peel your fucking cap back, too, when you back with him, yeah?
Sorry. 935. All right.
Any more mess we need to solve? Listen, any more mess we need to solve?
Come see me. Come see me.
Because I'm going to have to draw at a quarter mile, making sure you're gapping, goddamn
it. Man, you can have
a matter of fact, I'll put an eight. I'm going to put another 100 on the gap.
Shit, put it up now. Put it up. Put that motherfucker up, please.
Don't talk that shit. Hey, I need to dig in your pockets anyway. I need to buy some fucking shit.
Listen, I talk too much shit that he ain't going to be nowhere on the clear mark of fucking beating that truck. I guarantee you that. That's another 100 bet day.
Okay.
Nah.
All right. I understand that. Okay. Yes, sir. I understand, sir.
Hey, you ain't got no tall ass. Boy, you crazy as a motherfucker.
Man, you about to see something? You about to see something that you ain't never seen your fucking life before, yeah?
I don't care what motor you try to stick in there. I'm going to show you something.
Man, what you mean? Ain't no motor we going to stick in there? I'm going to look at you. I'm going to let you look at this same motor here. The same. Same motor.
Bad motherfucker.
Block.
I'm not going to even be really looking at the motor.
I'm going to tell you why they call this little bitch the bastard. You going to but to see why they call this little bitch the bastard, yeah?
Because they ain't going, you ain't going to know why for the baby. Because
you know what they say, huh? They say that bastard daddy put that baby in me. You think I'm saying that's what I'm going to do you? Put that baby in you. A bastard daddy.
All right.
Well, put that baby in you, boy.
Right.
I'm telling you now. You watch.
All right.
Look, I'm going to talk so much shit to you, so I'm going to make you grab every fucking thing you got in that motherfucking nigga.
You know what, though? You know how long I've been around? You can't make me do nothing I ain't supposed to do. I'm programmed.
All right. I'm talking shit. See, I'm talking shit to you right now. I'm going to make you do every fucking thing you can.
Did I get mad or did I just say, yeah, man, let's go.
Oh, no. No, we ain't supposed to get mad. We talk shit to each other and laugh about it. You know what I'm saying?
No, that's what I'm saying. You can't get under my skin. That's what I'm just trying to let you know. Oh, I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do.
Hey, listen, while you're at it, get your fucking mask out too, here.
That man, he tried to play with my homeboy like that, but if you show up with that truck this weekend, he gonna flip you.
That truck ain't going on the street. And you can't fuck with that truck, so I ain't worried about him. So that ain't much of a non-factor to me with that. Fuck, he had trouble with a fucking Camaro. You know what I'm saying? So I know fucking well he ain't about to fuck with none of that. You know what I'm saying? That ain't much of a race. I'll fuck around and turn that truck backwards, face toward the fucking railroad track, and race his ass backwards and beat him.
He's talking big boy shit. Nah.
Because I'm a big boy.
Yeah.
I can do that.
They used to keep them kind of people on the third floor in charity. They were
charity.
Hey, you remember charity closed down now? Charity closed down now, motherfucker.
That's why you out here talking crazy. Ain't on the fucking floor.
Charity closed down, motherfucker.
Jimmy,
you gonna dab me off every fucking time you see me, you motherfucker. You, cause I'm gonna whoop high ride fucking ass just for you. This is gonna be a prison ass whipping. Just because Jimmy made me do this to you.
Oh no, I ain't made it do shit. You dumping that motherfucking water. Goddamn.
Oh no, I like that water. No.
You gonna be saying the same shit you had to say about bank robber. I ain't supposed to run a nitrous. I'm on a motor.
Man, listen, check it out. I'm not even worried about bank robber, because you know why? He damn near had to hit all his fucking scramble button to catch me today. You think I'm worried about him?
Boy,
I was right there.
Boy.
You all right? That
man was on seven cylinders, man. Don't tell nobody that.
He was on he was on six. He was on six cylinders. He had two dead holes. I talked to him before the
Yeah, I guess he was.
Yeah,
huh?
Just put that motor in there.
Yeah,
Yeah, I guess he was.
Whatever happened. Hey, y'all look good though. Y'all look good.
I'm not even talking about that man, but just one thing about
but
it.
Hey, that wasn't even no race.
That man got a whole big dumbass fucking pro charging that thing, big as a fucking fan in your house or something. What the fuck, man? Come on, man.
Yeah, you true.
That man got one of the biggest fucking pro charges around this motherfucker, man.
Pretty much,
you ain't gonna get some of the Louisiana niggas to fuck with that. So why you think they brought him down yet?
Well,
why you think they brought him down yet?
Say that now, cause they ain't gonna say that because they had something that was waiting on
them. Yeah,
they ain't gonna
I'm pretty sure they did. But what I'm saying is, the car that they had down here from, you know, that I don't know about. You see what I'm saying? I don't know. So I'm just trying to tell you, biggest people from down there. You feel what I'm saying?
Well, they had word that he was coming, so they have a select few that came for that.
He knows what's happening.
That wasn't nowhere near your race. You know what I'm saying?
Fuck no. That's what I'm trying to tell you. That wasn't nowhere near my fucking race.
If you would have got right, fuck with that man. This would be a different story right about now.
Cause look, check this out. I know one thing. You ran him, right? Now you remember you saw that race with D&D and Rent, right? D&D with that S10, that badass S10, that beat Rent, right?
Seven.
With
okay.
That blue one?
Now D&D. Yeah, that blue one. Yeah, yes sir, that one. Right?
That blue one a bad motherfucker, nigga.
I know he is, but listen to what I'm saying. This is what I'm trying to tell you. I got a little Mopar that I'll be messing with and driving. And I got on side of D&D some years ago, and it was the baddest motherfuckers that they are now. And guess what? We sprayed so much nitrous to the car. I ain't going to even lie to you.
Oh, I remember that shit.
We sprayed so much nitrous to the car to try to feed him. I told the man, I said, man, the headers you got ain't going to take it because the headers were thin. It was breaking up. I said, this thing going to suck in fresh air, and it's going to pop. He said, man, I just want to beat them boys. I took off out of there and shot all that nitrous to that car. It knocked the header tubes off. It sucked in fresh air, and it backfired, right?
Boom!
Yep, I remember that shit.
It kicked the backfire. It was so loud, D&D thought they truck backfired, so they got out of it. Guess what? I went on home. With only three tubes on the right-hand side of the motor and whoop their ass. And guess what?
Hey.
You can't tell my homeboy nothing right now. He tell everybody, I whoop D&D. I say, boy, don't you go tell nobody how close you are. Nothing about that shit.
Yeah. But listen, he whooped him, though.
Hey, you knocked the battery in
box.
He
whooped him.
You knocked the battery in box.
We beat him.
You went down through that way.
Like
you knocked
it.
The battery in box. Man, that shit backfired so loud, they thought they caught blowed up. They got out of their car. I said, man, I told you. He said, don't get out of it. Whatever happened. Okay. Let's go. And that bitch went boom.
Yeah.
Just like I told you.
Anything can happen, Riz. You got a 50-50 chance to win or lose, but you ain't got a chance to do nothing unless you get in the fucking lane.
But don't tell
anything
nobody you was dragging bank robber. Don't tell nobody you was dragging bank robber.
Man, I can't fuck with that man. That man, I ain't meant on that fucking man level, man. Fuck wrong with you, man.
Man, you just
man got a big.
You just said you was dragging him until he grabbed the scramble button. That's what I'm telling you. People remember.
But I can say what I want with my mouth, right? Can I say something to make me look good too?
Yeah, you can say
all right then. I'm gonna say something to make me look good.
You go up there, then, man.
Fuck, I ain't gonna put my motherfucking
man
down.
Tap you on your shoulder and say, I remember what you said on that fucking talk show. What's happening?
And you know what I'm gonna say? I'm gonna do like Daniel did. I'm gonna do like Daniel did more. I decline.
More could do. They about to hang your ass up. They about to hang you up. You ain't gonna talk to you about as bad as you do a boy,
right? I would
do
like
Bob Elmore, your mic is open. Bob Elmore, your mic is open.
Whoa.
Oh, man.
Bob Elmore, your mic is open.
Boy.
Hey, I'm gonna do this here. Woogity woody 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 woody
woody
woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody woody
fucking with no bank robber. Fuck, you don't say that motherfucker been robbing banks. Do you think they call him bank robber for nothing? Fuck.
Definitely, he a bad motherfucker. Now you got to get him.
Oh, that motherfucker.
You fucking right, he a bad motherfucker. I know he is a bad motherfucker. Shit.
Oof. Man, that motherfucker. Oof. That man suck all the fucking
oil out of him. Hey, he bad on that no prep. Now, I don't know if he I don't think he likes to do too much prep.
Yeah, hey, I don't know. Prep.
But, to be honest with you, that's my first time hearing about the car. You know what I'm saying? I heard about the car. I heard your girl was telling everybody, you know, they bringing that car out there. So, and I knew it was a bad motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? But I really never heard about the car, you know what I'm saying? But I knew it was a bad motherfucker, though. You know what I'm saying?
Right. He stay up there in that area and win that money.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean,
he do a lot of prep in a lot of places.
They had just put the motor back in. The motor was freshened up. They put it in the night before. Came down and was having some issues. Yeah, they were having issues. They blocked two of them cylinders off and shit. Went down through that motherfucker. They were ready. They were ready.
Shit.
But Mississippi came. They came with it on his fucking mind. Don't get it twisted.
Oh, yeah. That was two of their go-to guys. Now, that was two of their go-to guys. Bank Rob and Clyde. That was two of their go-to guys.
So what Clyde got?
That ugly 50-something Studebaker, like, that's a fucking Studebaker.
Yeah.
I don't know what that motherfucker is. That little old.
Oh, you talking about that little old-style car?
Yeah, it's an old car.
Yeah, because we were parked outside that motherfucking Apprentice.
Turbo, flat black. Yeah, that's him.
Yeah, with Turbo, yeah, that flat black car, yeah. Yeah, that motherfucker run too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, it's a bad motherfucker. Hey, and he run no prep and prep. He do it all.
Yeah, that motherfucker
can't win it on their mind. Mm-hmm. So,
they was
hoping they got to
was going to bring it home for him.
Yeah, they got to take the what they need to do, or at least where they need to be at to come down.
They're gonna bring some hitters next time. They're gonna bring some more hitters next time.
Yeah.
I mean, hopefully we have a good day. If it don't rain on the 1st of October or whatever, I mean, it should be pretty good. They should have more people come out, like, you know, from Mississippi. You know what I'm saying?
So, I'm gonna tell you what's gonna happen. If it look like the weather going to be good, you're going to have a few states that's going to try to crash the port. That's what about that.
Yeah. I'm going to have
They announced Louisiana and
Mississippi versus
Alabama and who?
Georgia. It's Georgia.
Georgia. Yeah, they're going to have that.
That's
the next race for Mo and for Mika. That's the next race. And it's like a month after or 2 months after or something like that, I think.
Hey, November 19th.
Yeah. No, Louisiana plus Mississippi versus Georgia and Alabama. Thanksgiving.
You know,
they're calling it Thanksgiving something. Oh, at Apple. Yeah. So, you know what's happening with that.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck around, get me in trouble, man. Have me somewhere every fucking weekend, man. Fuck.
Hey, hot.
Yeah. Hey.
I'm sorry to tell you, but night-night, here. Night-night you go.
All right. Hey, but I'm sorry to tell you. You ever seen Raging Hog? Pop goes the motherfucking weasel.
Pop goes
the motherfucking weasel. Hey, I'm about to pop
y'all soul, man. Hey, you know how that in Harlem Nights, how that fucking Pinky Toe got shot off, huh? How quick Pinky Toe got shot off, huh? Right now.
Hey, we're going to be turning the big guns. Hey, you saw at Harlem Nights too how we were turning the big guns loose. Y'all come out there with that 38, come out.
Pow, don't you shoot that little shit no more. All right, now.
Yeah, it's going to be fun, man. We're going to do it, though. We're going to fuck it.
Oh, yeah. Fuck it. We're going to have a little fun, bro.
Yep. Yeah, it'll be something to see. This is what it's all about, fellas. Just having this fun, man.
Hey, Jamie, don't you open your mouth, because I get on your scary ass, too.
Man, you ain't gonna do a motherfucking thing.
I get on your scary ass too. I'm fucking with Jamie. Stop fucking with Jamie.
I'm fucking with Jamie.
Jamie, my partner, bro. I ain't gonna fuck with Jamie. Jamie, my partner.
Oh, you hold a hand with Jamie.
Okay.
Scary,
no.
Scary,
no, bro. Jamie, my partner, bro.
So who you betting with when Jamie and the roller run again? Who you betting with, Jamie or the roller?
Something with the roller, boy. Jamie ain't gonna fuck with that roller, boy. Ain't no way.
Man, okay.
Man.
Come find me. Come find me.
Yeah, come. All right. Man, you ain't gonna fuck with that roller, man. I know for a fact you're not gonna fuck with that motherfucker. I put love. Jeez, you ain't gonna fuck with that, boy.
That was the same shit you was saying when you was supposed to pay me after I fucked y'all up.
Who?
Mm-hmm. Who shit? Hey, who? Now you out.
Not me? Fuck, I wasn't even with that when you in the roller ring.
I really can't fuck with the roller. That's why I'm trying to go run all the little small cars in bad boy camp first.
I can't mess with it.
Look, they ain't the only cars embedded. They got other camps too. You got hot rod camp too. You could salvage lights.
Yeah,
too,
yeah, but bad boy camp, y'all roller beat me, so I gotta run through the smaller cars and then work my way back up like I'm, you know, like a boxing. I gotta win through the little bantamweight and little welterweight and move on.
How you gonna tell that man how to operate his operation?
Well, I ain't trying to tell him that. I'm just saying they got other camps. Fuck, they got other camps too.
He won his lick back. That's all that is. We ain't scared. Not one bit. All
right.
That one.
Y'all will be when I make it this bad. If I come out there on Saturday, they'll make it this bad. They ain't got to worry about a rule. They ain't gonna show up sad.
Boy, you crazy. Boy, you ain't gonna fuck with that rule. I put some money on that with you. You ain't gonna fuck with that roller. That roller gonna steamroll your. Matter of fact, I'm gonna put the pot in the fucking bag this time.
Why don't you? So you say he gonna gap me again? Bet that he gap me again.
I ain't got nothing. I don't know nothing but the gap, but I know one thing. When that parachute come out, it gonna
he
be some fucking.
He gonna steamroll me, so that means he gonna be a car ahead of me.
I'm gonna put that good flour in that fucking bag this time.
So you gonna put rye in?
I'm gonna put that golden metal flour in that fucking bag. I'm gonna put that golden metal flour in that bag. When that bitch pop open, that bitch gonna be right there in Jamie Whiskey.
Yeah, Jamie. Type of awful on that one, though, bro.
Hey, Jamie, I'm going to say this.
Yeah.
Don't let nothing happen, because you know what? If something like that happens again, you're going to have to drive up there on airline and catch me on getting out of that truck. And
hey,
whoop Saint Tuna ass physically.
The roller was showing you that it ain't never had to open his bag. Cause he'd be always in front of somebody, so he had to open his bag.
Man.
So when he did have to open his bag, he just had to fire away about to show you that.
Stop it.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to go back and look at
it. Go back and look at it. At the 3:30, it was over for Jamie.
I know, man.
Jamie,
that's why I say I need to
hit
this next time. Well, look, hang on. Look, like you say could do, let's make it right. Let's make the race right. Get the road and let me tap it just to hit. I don't need to back down and hit it, Clint. I just need to hit. Just get me to hit.
You know,
that shit like
no, it ain't up to me. I ain't up to me to say nothing like that.
Well, yeah, but that's your team leader. You
no,
talk to your
no,
team leader.
No, 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 no. You didn't get me to say that.
Thank you, Jamie.
Hey,
well, look, Padu, why don't you do this?
The driver, and
no,
I ain't the owner.
No, no.
I ain't the driver.
Well,
I ain't the owner. So.
Well, let me tell you. Let me listen to me. Hear me out. You put up the money and tell Michael you ain't got to bet no money. I'm going to bet the money. Just give him the hit. Since
I can't compete with you. You go ahead with him. You got a bad motherfucker now, you
say.
So you should be
no, I don't. I know I can. I just told you I can't whip him. So why don't you put the money
why
up?
Why you want to run him then?
Let's put $2,500 on it. We'll put $2,500 on it. Then you give me the hit. And we'll send him down
no,
to that.
No, head up.
You can win $2,500, dude. $2,500, you can double your money. No, give me the hit.
Fuck no.
I want the hit.
Fuck
you
no.
Said I can't beat it. I can't beat it, though. So, but if he gives me the hit, I can do 25.
No, I don't know
what
about
that.
I ain't doing that.
Is that what I'm saying? I don't hear. Let's
not hear.
The boy could do that. The boy said
I'm going to try him again.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with that. Hey, Jamie just wanted his lick back. That's all. Blame.
Yeah, but he might not can't get his lick back, though. He might can't get his lick back, though. He might get...
They're going to raise him back. They're going to raise him back.
Oh, Mike
yeah,
gonna run again.
Back, but
Mike and Ali gonna run again.
Yeah, Mike gonna run again.
I know that. Back. I know Mike and Ali gonna run.
Yeah, shit, that's no banner right there, shit. But they quit. I mean, not they quit. The crew. The crew.
That boy said the coupe.
Oh,
the
coupe.
Don't you ever mistake me for that. You better not never mistake me.
Don't,
they called me the wrong name.
No, I said the coupe. I said the coupe.
Oh, you want to say
the
coupe?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I was thinking about you, but I was thinking about the coupe at the same time. I said the coupe.
The coup. Hey, the coup, you got the
ESL? Call me the coup.
Oh, shit, man. Stop
fucking
around.
You got
the
ESL?
Y'all got to call two people, two different people the same motherfucking name.
That was a good one there, boy. I never heard that.
Yeah.
Hey, DeQuinn, he said he must be sneak because he on my three-way and ain't saying shit.
Oh, he ain't saying his power just came back on.
Oh,
man,
okay.
DeQuinn count chief right now, man. Count chief right now.
Oh, well, he's all looking at TV. What's the second thing?
Oh, he got TV back on now. He watched
Jimmy
TV.
Jimmy called me you. Well, matter of fact, he called both of us at the same time. How you say that?
Jimmy said, hey, dude.
I said,
the coup.
The coup.
The coup.
The coup.
The coup. He's going to call the Quinn. He's going to call him Quinn Du.
Goddamn. Y'all motherfuckers. Oh, man. Shit. Stop fucking with y'all. Y'all got me fucked up, man.
Oh, you like old Stay Tuned on here getting the names confused.
Uh-oh, there
Damn.
You go.
Hey,
Jamie,
I done got older. I tried to run through the name before I said it out loud. I called him a couple of times.
Hey, DeQuinn, where's DeQuinn at? Where's DeQuinn?
That's
DeQuinn.
Yeah, what
hey, DeQuinn. Is Jamie scary or he ain't scary?
He ain't scared of you. Uh-oh.
I asked you a question.
I don't know nothing about that. I know he ain't scared of you.
But you is, though, huh?
Oh.
You.
Oh, shit.
I don't make no sense for us to talk. I don't ask y'all the question, y'all answer it. I mean, what more you want to
know? You want me to prove to you who got the real last name that me and you got?
Well, I got the same last name, too. So why don't we I got that name, too.
Uh-huh.
Hey, so that's going to be a four-way shootout then.
It's
going to be a four-way shootout.
Jamie
said you got the last name too. Hey, but fuck it, Jamie. Yeah. You a motherfucking Cuban. You don't even belong in America.
Yeah.
Fuck. You ain't belong to you a fucking Cuban.
10 o'clock, y'all. 10 o'clock, y'all.
You a fucking Cuban.
Oh, it is 10 o'clock. Fuck.
10 o'clock.
Damn, man.
Yeah, about to be over with.
About to shut off a little bit,
goodbye,
man. God damn it.
All right. Don't talk radio.
Goodbye. All right, later.